Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It's been just over a week since Nancy Guthrie was abducted from her Tucson-area home, and the search for the 84-year-old goes on. Over the weekend, NBC Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie made another online appeal to the kidnappers for her mother's release.
We received your message, and we understand. We beg you now to return our mother to us so that we can celebrate with her. This is the only way we will have peace. This is very valuable to us, and we will pay.
We will pay, a reference to the ransom demand purportedly issued by the kidnappers. Conservative Japanese Prime Minister Takeuchi's governing party secured a two-thirds supermajority in a parliamentary election in Japan. 20 years in prison for a former Hong Kong media tycoon, fierce critic of communist China, Jimmy Lai, was prosecuted under a Beijing-imposed national security law. The BBC's Danny Vincent is in Hong Kong.
He's been held in prison for 5 years already. He's 78 years old. His family say that his mind is strong. He's still very strong. He's a very religious man. He's got a lot of faith. But they say that his body is breaking down. Of course, the authorities say that Jimmy Lai has adequate care. His family and his supporters worry that essentially a 20-year sentence is effectively a life sentence for Jimmy.
The Seattle Seahawks are Super Bowl champs for the second time in franchise history. 29-13 win over the New England Patriots in Sunday's big game, Super Bowl 60. President Trump didn't think much of a Spanish-language halftime show led by a Puerto Rican rapper. Mr. Trump says it was terrible, one of the worst halftime shows ever, according to the president. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 68 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-366-6161. That's 800-366-6161. 800-366-6161.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And actually pretty quiet early this morning, nothing major. Kind of been looking around just to see, checking all the major highways. Everybody's good. We're looking live right now at both the Harvard tunnels, and all four lanes are good. Southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, we can see 895 next door, and the lanes are open there. Beltway looks good. JFX very quiet, as you might expect. Even the early ride towards the Capitol Beltway, the Parkway 95, Route 29, checking in with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a big warm-up coming our way this week, but first another chilly day, a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the low 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the teens. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8 degrees in White Marsh and 7 in Joppa Town. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A man accused of murdering his estranged wife in Howard County has surrendered to police. 53-year-old Alexander Stevenson allegedly stabbed 47-year-old Amethyst to death Sunday morning in a home on Huntsman Run in Ellicott City. He fled the scene before police arrived, but later turned himself in at the Northern District Station in Ellicott City. Police say he was taken to shock trauma with non-life-threatening, self-inflicted injuries, and he's facing charges that include first-degree murder and violation of protective order charges. And Wes Moore says he's been uninvited to this year's National Governors Association dinner at the White House. Moore says peers from both parties selected him to serve as the vice chair of the NGA, and it's hard not to see the decision as another example of blatant disrespect and a snub to the spirit of bipartisan federal-state partnership. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 522. The Pick 4, 6670. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
6:05 Sports, brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the Legion of Boom has nothing on the dark side.
And they bring a pressure as well.
Mike Tirico had the call on NBC as the Seattle defense under second-year head coach and former Ravens D.C. Mike McDonald reigned supreme last night. No doubt about it, 29-13 defeat of the New England Patriots, and in the process capturing Super Bowl 60. After the game, head coach Mike McDonald searching for and then finding the words.
I mean, it's the way our team just decide, like when they set their mind to something and then they stick together and make it come to life. It's just unbelievable. You know?
6 sacks, 3 takeaways last night for that Seattle defense. Running back Kenneth Walker, 161 yards from scrimmage, was the Super Bowl MVP.
Nah, if I would tell myself as a kid right now, I would have, like, I wouldn't have guessed that I would be the one to win an MVP. So it's just a real moment, you know, and it doesn't happen without the guys in the locker room.
And one of those guys, quarterback Sam Darnold, ridiculed his whole career.
It's unbelievable. Everything that's happened in my career, but to do it with this team, I wouldn't want it any other way. All my teammates, all my coaches I've ever had, always believing in me. I've always believed in myself because of my family and my friends. So it's as simple as that. As long as you believe in yourself, anything's possible.
And Ravens fans today wondering if new Ravens head coach Jesse Minter can do the same thing that Mike McDonald just did. Coming up in 30 minutes, heartbreak for an American skier in Cortina, Italy. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is the Monday after Super Bowl 60. It's going to be a little groggy this morning, I guess. It is February 9, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, DHS and ICE are urging California governor not to release 33,000 criminal illegal aliens back into their communities. Governor Moore says he was dissed by President Trump and uninvited to a governor's meeting and dinner. But our top story here today, Super Bowl 60 dividing America, and it's all about the Bucks and the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell. I mean, I look at what happened last night. The game was kind of boring. It was a defensive struggle for most, but kudos to the Seahawks and Mike McDonald, the Ravens ex-coach, on pulling out the win. They were the better team last night. Patriots didn't really show up. The game itself was, you know, the game. It's football. But everything surrounding the game, you just get this feeling it was anti-Trump administration. It was anti-America. This was supposed to be a unifying moment. The Super Bowl is a exceptional, uniquely American event. All right, and now they're trying to spread it out all over the world, which is fine. But what happened last night at halftime, when you got a guy speaking all in singing, all in Spanish? Here's what part of it last night. This is Bad Bunny in his halftime show.
God bless America! Sea Chile, Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, Bolivia, Perú, Ecuador, Brasil, Colombia, Venezuela, Guyana, Panamá, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, México, Cuba, República Dominicana, Jamaica, Haití, las Antillas, United States, Canadá, a my motherland, mi patria, Puerto Rico.
Yeah, do that.
Seguimos aquí.
Yeah, Bad Bunny. Shut the hell up. Get him out of here.
Is that the menu at Taco Bell?
In all those countries, they don't have the Super Bowl. They didn't start the Super Bowl. This is a global event. And look, there's nothing wrong with trying to market to Latino countries or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But this is America. This is the common thread that unites all Americans is our language. Okay? I don't care where you come from. You know, whether you're a Jewish or Gentile, or whether you're black or white, Hispanic, Asian, the common thread is our language.
Oh, right.
Borders, language, culture. And now at the Super Bowl yesterday, a polarizing halftime show felt like, to me, a slap in the face of America. And President Trump agrees. His reaction last night, again, quote, nobody understands a word this guy is saying, and the dancing is disgusting, especially for young children that are watching from throughout the USA and all over the world. He's talking about the repeated crotch grabs. Now, Michael Jackson used to do that as well.
Right.
But the repeated crotch grabs, I thought the guy needed some ointment.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, maybe a nice shower.
You know?
Or
maybe there was a lot of sweating going on in that costume and he just needed some separation. I don't know.
Perhaps he was allergic to the polyester or whatever it was made of.
But President Trump said it makes no sense. It's an affront to the greatness of America. It doesn't represent our standards of success, creativity, or excellence. And the halftime show was a slap in the face to the United States. So we'll get into the numbers and how well the alternative did over at TPUSA last night as well. But did you think it was? Well, then there was Green Day. I'll give you my worst moments coming up in just a second. It's 6:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
I think it should have been sponsored by Cruex.
Jo- some of that that's stuff right.
Make your you first out. Attack your last.
Bad Bunny, brought to you by Jock Hitch.
That's right.
Just rub some salve on it and it'll go away.
That's what I said. Get a tube of salve.
Well, either way, now it's over. Now it's done. And we'll see what
thank
happens.
God.
Yeah.
Yes, thank
amen.
God. Very true. We just made a check through Annapolis. No problems at all. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound at the main span. At the Bay Bridge, roadway conditions are good. And then over to Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge, I-97. All the lanes are open. The early buildup's not there yet. About an hour. Southbound I-97 at Route 32. The parkway still looks good in that area between Route 100 Arundel Mills down to Route 32. A little more traffic coming up from the Capitol Beltway moving up to the ramps at Powder Mill Road, but with the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Another chilly day today, but a mixture of sun and clouds. But we are in the low 30s today, not in the teens and 20s, which it has been for the last several days. Overnight temps are in the teens, but tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a little bit milder, high in the low 40s. When's the last time we heard that? Wow.
I'm washing the car.
Feel like a tropical heat wave here. Right now, it's 8 in Columbia, 14 in Annapolis, and
And, well, time for some one-liner news here for you this morning as we kick off the Monday after Super Bowl. Whistleblowers within the U.S. military claim soldiers are being forced to go see the new documentary, Melania. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I thought they outlawed waterboarding. Can you imagine waterboarding? Go see Melania in a film.
Yeah, let's think about that.
It's certainly not torture, that's for sure. Elsewhere, the FCC is investigating The View, claiming that the daytime talk show isn't giving equal time to Republican candidates.
Oh.
Yeah. If you're going to require The View to give equal time, shouldn't that mean that they have to make about half the show at least watchable?
Right.
Yeah, because right now it's just...
it's awful.
It is god-awful. Story in The Atlantic claims that the film school professors are finding that today's film students don't like to watch full-length films.
It's ADD.
That would explain how... We saw the meme of the Obamas turning into apes on the Truth Social post.
Nice.
We'll get into that a little bit later on. Two U.S. freestyle skiers are facing outrage for saying they have mixed feelings about representing the United States in the Olympics. You would think in these press conferences, above all, skiers would should know about slippery slopes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're just fools. I mean, this is the what happens when you turn over your education system to Marxists.
Exactly.
They get indoctrinated, and they just regurgitate that stuff, even at the Winter Olympics.
Yeah. I mean, you go all that way with all that training and all that stuff, and then you just get in there and run your mouth.
And then there's Breezy Johnson. No relation to Chuck, by the way. First gold medal in the downhill yesterday on the stand with tears in her eyes singing the national anthem. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, then there's the rest of them we should really avoid. But we'll get into that maybe next hour or so. But, yeah, no doubt it is. Those people are just ill-informed. That's sad. Lead singer of Three Doors Down, Brad Arnold, lost his battle with stage 4 kidney cancer on Saturday.
Can you save me from this?
He's only 47 when he announced publicly last year he had spread to his lungs. He said, "I'd love for you to lift me up in prayer every chance you get." And it's not my time. That was the song that we just played. And, of course, then it wasn't. But he passed over the weekend. So sad to say that. And Redskins legend quarterback Sonny Jurgensen passed away on Friday at the age of 91. So just incredible. I used to watch him as a kid growing up. And what an incredible arm he had. All right, let's get to it. Anybody watch the Bad Bunny halftime show last night? I mean, I saw it this morning because I went to bed early.
Just a minute of it, and I'm just like, I can't.
Yeah. Did you watch the TP USA halftime show
live? I didn't see the TP thing. I pulled it up on my phone just to see.
Yeah, they had now, apparently they're saying upwards of close to 25 million concurrent people saw it on various streams. So you had YouTube and X and Real America's Voice. And if it was on a conventional channel, who knows, maybe it would have been done. But I think that's a pretty significant message to the NFL.
Right, I jumped off to it. I went to Turning Point, the Turning Point thing during halftime. So.
Right.
And it rocked.
You saw it on your cable channel, is that what you said, Chuck?
Trinity Broadcasting on the cable.
Yeah, I think, I think TBN, is it TBN?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they had it
on the cable. I watched them both for about 10 minutes each.
Right. What'd you think of Bad Bunny?
You know, for that type of music and those kids, I think it's fantastic. It was a big show. It's not for me.
Yeah.
But it was a big show, and I thought, the kids loved it, obviously.
Yeah. When you say kids, are you talking about your grandchildren, or are you talking about younger viewers?
Yeah, younger viewers.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I mean, look at the people that were on the field. I mean, they were having a hell of a time,
Yeah. Well, maybe they were paid to have a hell of a time.
That's the NFL. That's their target right now.
Yeah, I think if people don't know Bad Bunny, I went and looked up some of his songs and the lyrics to his songs. I tell you right now, not for kids.
No.
No, he didn't sing those last night. But the stuff in the rest of his music repertoire, not for kids.
No.
Believe me.
Neither is the crotch grabbing. It's like, stop. Mm. Dude, I hope you feel better, but please stop. Stop that.
A cigarette and get out.
It'll clear, it'll clear up a little soap and water.
Yeah, all right. Salve.
Yeah, take some folk soap.
I thought, to me, the worst moments yesterday, first off, Green Day with Billy Joe Armstrong, the lead singer. NBC edited out a F America lyric
nice.
In that song. Okay. So you got that. You had, I don't know what that national anthem was. That was like a beta male. Charlie Puth, the guy that sang the national anthem.
Yeah.
Not my favorite, but maybe some people liked it.
It was fair.
Stephon Diggs, who has ties to Maryland for the New England Patriots, turning his back on the national anthem yesterday. And, of course, I hate it. The NFL Super Bowl 60 logo, now they're starting to incorporate the cities that the... So there was, I mean, not that I'm...
That's what that was. That
it was the Golden Gate, and they had, like, trees and stuff. At first, I thought they were paying homage to the Rainbow Mafia community.
So, yeah, so did right. I.
But then I looked at it closely, and it was just the Golden Gate and some other trees and stuff. And then, of course, Bad Bunny and Lady Gaga. And did you see what happened to Cardi B? They were doing a robotics thing. And she goes out and she was trying to do a lap dance on the robot, and the robot fell over on her.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Pinning her to the ground. Oh, so, geez. Crazy. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple, appreciate that. It is 6:20, 6:21. And by the way, I want to welcome back our producer, Kristen Hagrick, who took a little brief pause there for about a month or so, but Kristen is back, so we'll hear from her at some point during the course of the show. Sean Casey here with great news for Baltimore drivers. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up, so no matter where you are, north, south, east, or west, you've got a trusted shop close by. These aren't new names. Both have served our community for over 50 years. They know transmissions, and they save you money. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission and want to avoid dealer prices, this is who you go to. This is who you call. You'll get the same straightforward, professional, courteous service at both locations, and with free area towing and financing, they help you through any tough situation involving your transmission. So call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or gpt-online.com, or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team serving Baltimore.
File your taxes for free with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. Just file your own in the Credit Karma app by February 28th. Valid for those who didn't file with TurboTax last year.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Sean, can I just say... Because I was a child of the late 90s, early 2000s, and when Green Day first came out, they were cool because they stand out against the man being George W. Bush at the time. They were always into that hysteria. So now, you know, but anything that the liberals had a problem with Bush, Trump is doing the opposite. So I don't know how you can make like a 20-year career of F America and being cool.
It's just anti. It's really, stupid. If he was anti-establishment, he would be singing mostly against the Democrat Party and the Uniparty. But you know, he shows that they're really not anti-establishment. They're really just anti-Trump at this point.
But they're cool because they wear lots of eyeliner, like more than even J.D. Vance, I think.
That's a good one. Hi, welcome back, Kristen. 6:23 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we have got the king of all traffic, who's not wearing any eyeliner this morning, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
No, I cried it all off last night.
Watching that Bad Bunny performance.
You know, I think, you know, I was thinking driving in, there wasn't a lot of traffic. I think it's Super Bowl hangover on Monday morning. You know, people stay up and watch that thing. What time did it go off? Like midnight? I would guess somewhere in there. But, you know, people, they stay up a little bit late. They leave a little bit late this morning. So, not too bad right now. Even the Beltway West Side still looks good between I-70 and Frederick Road. Both the Harbor Tunnels, we're looking at you live at 895 at Child Street, right there at the Toll Plaza. No problems. Fort McHenry Tunnel, all clear. Right now, the Sky Ramp, and everybody's okay at the junction at I-95 Russell Street and 395 downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, another chilly day. Partly sunny today, highs in the low 30s, overnight back into the teens, and then we warm it up in the low 40s tomorrow, so looking forward to that. Right now it is 10 in Pasadena and 15 in Stevensville. What about the Super Bowl ads? Any favorites, you know, all-time winners or losers? There's usually, to me, there's a whole bevy of bad ones, and a lot of them are just stupid. I did like the polar bear, the 1947. That's the symbol of the Coca-Cola campaign. And now, of course, he is turned on to Pepsi. He liked Pepsi over Coca-Cola. I thought that was good.
Wow.
To me, the number one ad was the Budweiser ad. Now, they're obviously trying to right the wrong of Budweiser Light, Dylan Mulvaney, and all that. But if you didn't see the ad, it's
oh, I saw
horse,
that one with the eagle.
With the eagle.
American
that,
eagle.
That, to me, was...
that was cool.
That was a really cool ad. And not in the Super Bowl game itself, but just outside the game in the pre-show, Hillsdale College took out an ad, and I thought this was done really, really well. Featuring Charlie Kirk.
I see him speak. I see him lead. I see
what concrete steps can I take now in order to achieve the goal of doing my part to make America great again?
You should go to Hillsdale College, the America's greatest college.
If I could learn like Charlie, if I could learn like Charlie.
So I listen to your podcast. I'm taking Hillsdale online courses.
That's
right now.
What I'm talking about. I love it.
What should I lead? How do I set my generation? I need to know. How do I grow a child? If I could learn that child, I want to learn, I want
to
learn.
I'm on pace to complete every single Hillsdale online course.
Really well done at Hillsdale College, and of course, as we said, the Budweiser ad, and to me, this was the best ad right behind the Budweiser ad. There was an actual ad taken out saluting the men and women of the Immigration Customs Enforcement at DHS. ICE, they've been so under fire from the left, from establishment Republicans and others, but they're out there trying to keep the streets safe each and every day. Here was the way the ad ran in the Super Bowl.
Their friends and neighbors, sons, fathers, their little league coaches and veterans, their people who love this country. These are Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers. They are removing violent criminals from our streets and neighborhoods. It's dangerous and difficult work. But ICE has one mission, to make America a safer place to live, and that's what they're doing. This is law enforcement. This is ICE.
Yeah, I thought that was really well done last night as well. A lot of there's some cute ones. There was the singing toilets. I thought you'd be coming in crowing about the singing toilets here this morning, Maggie.
I got in late last night, just about at halftime, when I quickly went to Turning Point and got rid of the other garbage. But I didn't get the singing. I just saw it on, right. I pulled it up. The singing toilets for what, IV hydration or something?
Yeah, it was for all these things you put in for your water to hydrate, your body from. It's been dehydrated or whatever the case may be. So kind of a weird ad, but it was effective. Although I forgot the name of the
definitely got attention, which is what they're supposed to do. But
all right, let's take a phone call to Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Sean Company. And being a native Washington, we will definitely miss Sonny Jurgens. I remember him during my younger years when he was quarterbacking the Washington Redskins. So may his memory be a blessing for
all. We're going to miss old Red. He started with the Eagles, played with the Redskins, and he went into the broadcast booth. But he was one of a kind.
That is correct. Now, I listened to the entire game and the post-game show on radio. I don't have a TV set. Mm-hmm. So I did hear the national anthem, the America the Beautiful and the national anthem. And they did play the entire halftime show by Bad Bunny. And I'm going to tell you, there was no, because we're speaking in Spanish, there was no summary of in English or anything what he said by any of the broadcasters. There was no comments about it. I don't know if people watching TV, if there was any caption, English caption underneath. Under the Spanish thing or anything like that, if anybody knew what was being sung or anything like that. So it was kind of like I was listening to the music, which is I could understand Hispanic music in right. Show form, but I could not get obviously I studied French for 6 years in junior and senior high school in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what he was saying.
Yeah, and to me, I don't know if I'd necessarily call it Spanish music. It was more like Spanish rap. I mean, to me, I love Spanish music, but this was just more of the same, more of this. Look, he's a global performer. He's very successful in Latino markets. I get that. But if you're in, if you're singing in the Super Bowl in the United States of America, where the common language is English, you should be singing. You want to do a song in Spanish? Great. But most of the performance should have been in English. I think it was a missed opportunity for Roger Goodell and the goons who run the league to unify America once again. Mark, got to run, but listen, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Go see both mayors who run the place. Over 70 different brands on display of every kind of appliance. So whether you're in the market for a single appliance or for an entire kitchen upgrade, go to Town Appliance. Tell them I told you to visit. You got to see the showroom right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. All right, 6:30, time for our latest news headlines. Once again, an update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A Baltimore County man has died from the injuries he suffered while burning items in a barrel on Saturday morning. Police and fire units found 79-year-old Herminio Quinto in the 1900 block of Tolson Avenue in Dundalk after responding to a call for a welfare check. Police said he was using the barrel to burn personal papers and cardboard in the backyard, and the fire erupted when he used gasoline to accelerate it. Quinto's death is Baltimore County's fifth fire fatality of 2026. City police are investigating a weekend shooting in southeast Baltimore. Officers were called to the 5600 block of O'Donnell Street for a report of gunfire overnight Saturday. But when they arrived, there was no victim on the scene. A short time later, a man turned up at a hospital with a gunshot wound. Police say the 33-year-old victim is expected to survive. There's no word yet on a suspect or what led to the shooting. And the Baltimore chapter of the Guardian Angels will officially close on February 28th. Baltimore Regional Director Marcus Strider Dent has issued a statement saying, for nearly two decades, the Baltimore chapter served their communities through challenges, heartbreaks, victories, and unforgettable moments. And he could not be prouder of what was built. He says to every angel past and present that their dedication, courage, and loyalty carried the chapter forward. And he thanks Morrell Park and St. Mark's Church for their trust and support. Dent says stepping down isn't easy, but he leaves knowing what was built truly mattered. And Wes Moore says he's been uninvited to this year's National Governors Association dinner at the White House. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
Good. It's what time is it anyway? It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looking at 295 at Route 100 on the Parkway and going down through Arundel Mills and eventually down to Route 32. All the lanes are open. That traffic in the area of the ramp at 197. The ramps are open. The main line of the Parkway is running clear. There's going to be a little more volume now coming down the west side, but not too bad early between I-70 and Frederick Road. Jam effects, as you might expect, very nice right now between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A big warm-up coming our way this week, but first another chilly day. A mix of clouds and sun with highs in the low 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the teens. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, you knew it was going to be an uphill climb for the Patriots last night, and that was before the turnovers kicked in.
George Halladi's the running back. Big to him. Darnold to the end zone! Barber's got a touchdown!
Mike Tirico had the call on NBC. A.J. Barner's 16-yard touchdown catch early in the fourth. After the first turnover of the night, late in the third, was the first touchdown, and it broke open the game as the Seahawks take home Super Bowl 60 with a convincing 29-13 win over the Patriots. Defense and kicking, the stars of the show. Nicknamed the Dark Side, the Seattle defense put Drake May on his backside six times last night, and 11-year veteran Jason Myers with a Super Bowl record 5 field goals. Post-game reaction first from the Super Bowl head coach, the winner, Mike McDonald.
It's just unbelievable, you know, and I'm not surprised. It's just who they are, but it's a special, 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 special group, and I'm happy for them. They get to live as champions the rest of their life.
One of those champions for the rest of their lives is going to be quarterback Sam Darnold, a failure in his first four stops in the NFL, anything but in Seattle.
I've taken it day by day, you know, throughout my entire career, and it's gotten me to this point, and, you know, that's really all I can say about that.
Super Bowl 60 champion Sam Darnold. The MVP was Kenneth Walker, the running back for the Seahawks, 161 yards from scrimmage. From Santa Clara, California, to Milano Cortina, Italy, site of the Winter Olympics, downhill skier Lindsey Vonn attempting an impossible comeback.
Let's go!
Well, that's right now.
Vonn pulls out of the gate in hopes of more Olympic glory.
I just know after the years of watching her, she will ski at her limit. The tone is set right here. Oh, my goodness, no! Oh, 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 my goodness.
You could literally hear a pin drop. The call on NBC Sports quickly, and as hopefully as it started, it was heartbreakingly over. 13 seconds. The crowd completely silent. Vonn was airlifted to a hospital. Leg broken. Olympic dream shattered. And a sidebar, winning the event was Breezy Johnson, the first American to do so since Lindsey Vonn did it 16 years ago. Maryland basketball with a rarity yesterday, a win on the road, 67-62 over Minnesota, going to 2-10 now in the Big Ten. And pitchers and catchers, don't forget, report tomorrow to Sarasota. The time now is 6:37. When we return, there's so much to talk about.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Where to start?
Yeah, no, is the lot went on over the weekend from the Olympics to the Super Bowl last night. So a lot of course, now sports is going to go through a little bit of a down period.
Well, not on Stein on Sports.
Well, no, actually, because Olympics. We have Olympics.
We have Olympics, yeah, and we have the Orioles.
After the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I want to start with Bad Bunny for a second.
Okay.
Okay? I mean, subtitles. Okay, the least they could have done was given us subtitles.
Right.
That's the least that they could have done. I just don't understand it. Can you? I mean, you're older than me, Sean.
By a few years.
Explain it.
It's
how
the
in the world
the NFL is marketing as a global entity now. They want fans in the UK and Germany and France and Rio de Janeiro, all the way in Australia. They're trying to market to a global audience, and I
right.
get that.
No, I totally get that. But here's my thing, okay? And I'm sure you said it or agree. How many out of all the people in this country? How many people speak English?
I don't know the exact number, but I would say most.
Okay, most. So yeah. Just give me a percent. 60?
I would say probably higher than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about, 80, about all of them?
Yeah. What, and again, this is the common thread. Borders, language, culture. And this is a uniquely American event. This is a uniquely American cultural event.
Absolutely.
And you sing at least a song in English or something. This is just, I agree with President Trump. It was a slap in the face of America by the NFL and Roger Goodell. And, of course, all they care about, they're so greedy. That's all they care about is the money. And then you had Stephon Diggs turning his back on the national anthem and so on and so forth.
And also, there was a shot of Bad Bunny sitting for the national anthem.
Yes, yes.
Right?
As well.
Also, just another thing. It's just, it's all marketing. It's ridiculous. You know how they were promoting the flag football and the youth football? I don't know if you saw that. Wait, hold
yeah,
on.
I did see that. The thing that really, because I was in Atlantic City over the weekend, and the thing that really bothered me was they actually did the tush push during the Pro Bowl. Flag football. Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
Yes,
no.
They did the tush push.
Oh, that is crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
But here's my thing, and again, it's just virtue signaling to me. They had the pregame captains. They had the youth, the three kids.
Right.
Okay. Two of them were Spanish kids. Well, they were actual football players, but two of them were Spanish kids.
Right.
And then later on, they gave an award to a young Spanish girl who was a flag football player.
Right.
Okay. You know, I'm sure it's not that they weren't deserving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they were deserving, but they picked them. They picked them for that day on that field last night with Bad Bunny as the halftime show.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was all about that.
Right.
It was all about international marketing. It wasn't about the game last night.
No.
It was about international marketing.
The game itself was
really pisses me off.
You know, I thought it was not the best game, obviously.
No, of course.
But you know what?
I mean, if you like defense, it was a great game.
Defense wins championships, and Seattle, and kudos to him and the coach. And I just think that, and Sam Darnold, I love it when you're done, you're washed up, and they kick you off to another team, and the guy goes and wins the Super Bowl. So
yeah.
That's a great American story.
And then one more thing real quick, and we'll talk about it later. Sonny Jurgensen, when I was growing up, after Johnny Unitas, he was the greatest quarterback in the NFL when I was growing up.
100%.
And we'll talk about him.
Yeah. All right, 6:40. Thanks, Gary. 20 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. I want to thank everybody here that kind of, there was a little bit of a mix-up Friday. Not a mix-up. I was off. I was in line. What happened was we were at the Taste of the Union Thursday night. I didn't get out of there till like 9:30, 10 on Tuesday night. By the time I got home, I had not packed yet. So I was up late packing to go to Atlantic City the next day. And unfortunately, Jeff McDonald, it was scheduled to be the guest host, got very, very ill and was not able to make it in Friday morning. So Michelle, who was then the producing, did the best she could. She tried to get a hold of me. My phone was down on the charger downstairs. It wasn't close to my bed. So it was just a comedy of errors. So I apologize that and nobody was here live. I know Maggie was holding the fort down and Gary and Chuck and so on and so forth and Michelle. But we apologize. We didn't have live. But I did make it on time for at least the 8 o'clock hour. I just did it from home. And had I known earlier, I would have probably just fired it up earlier as well. But anyway, kudos to everybody that kind of held things together. And again, I apologize that we didn't have a live host here for you on Friday. We're here now. And we're talking about Governor Moore. And he was not invited to the National Governors Association dinner at the White House. And, of course, he made it all about race.
Well, I've long learned that I'm not trying to get inside over the president's psyche. It's not a good use of my time. It's not lost on me that I'm the only black governor in this country.
Well, that would be, I guess, maybe germane if you were the only one not invited. But you see, there was a white governor also not invited. That would be Jared Polis of Colorado. So, again, his first thought is to run to race. I'm the only black governor. And he says he couldn't get into the psyche, couldn't get into the intent, but he felt he was asked by Dana Bash if he was excluded because the color of his skin. And he said, he couldn't really go to the intent of what the president meant, but he just knows that he was the only black governor. And, of course, he had the other big flap over the weekend about the meme that depicted Michelle and Barack Obama as apes. It also showed Joe Biden as an ape. So we'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. But there he is. He felt snubbed. And look. He says he felt blatant disrespect. Well, you've shown zero respect for the President of the United States.
Correct.
So what goes around comes around, and we'll see. Hopefully they might be able to repair that relationship. But this guy now is full-blown running for president. He has no interest in being the governor of a state of Maryland. Oh, yeah, he'll probably get reelected, unless there's a major upset. And we're hoping and praying that that still happens. But he's got no interest. He'll be out of here in 2 years. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
looks like there's a broken down vehicle in the painted out area northbound 95 right as you exit to 395. The ramp on the right side, there's a state highway truck there in the painted out area. So it's not a big deal right now. Plenty of warning ahead of time as you're coming up from DeSoto Road and from Caton Avenue and then eventually into downtown. And a report there was a vehicle fire. Then they came back and said, no, it just overheated on the BW Parkway northbound near Arundel Mills Boulevard. I just looked at the camera and Route 100, and there's no impact right now for the traffic northbound through there. A little more traffic, as you might expect, starting to fill in on the west side beltway coming south from Liberty Road. But the pace is still good, crossing right at I-70 and eventually down to Route 40 West. But it is starting to slow now right after the triple bridges and then down towards Frederick Road. Also, just a heads up, for about an hour from now, south and eastbound traffic, bright sunshine again today, will be a factor for that ride. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Another chilly day. Mixture of sun and clouds. Highs in the low 30s. Overnight temps in the teens. We begin to warm up tomorrow in the low 40s. Right now, it is clear. It is 10 in Glen Burnie and 10 in Baltimore City. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Sort of makes you want to treat me with more respect, doesn't it?
Charlie. Jimmy John's has partnered with Hellman's to launch the new Meal Diamond deal. Meal Diamond features a ham and three cheese melt, chips, and regular fountain drink. Also, it features apparently Meal Diamond is a riff on musical artist Neil Diamond, as you might imagine. They're singing Sweet Sandwich Time instead of Sweet Caroline. Wow. At Jimmy John's.
How exciting.
All right, Sonic is launching a new chocolate peanut butter shake made with Reese's. Also bringing back its fish sandwich. Not necessarily to be enjoyed in combo. There, the Reese peanut butter with the fish. Diners have ranked the 10 dirtiest states for restaurants in America. The 10 dirtiest states. Joni and the... And a lot of diners in Russia. Number 10 is Georgia. Number 9 is Nevada. Number 8 is Maryland.
Oh, man. Yeah. I knew we'd end up in the top 10 somewhere.
Yeah. Reflecting balanced complaint levels across all track categories rather than a spike in any single issue. 884 mentions of dirty restaurants. 436 references to hair in food. And 2001 vermin-related complaints. I was like, hey, you didn't cut the tail off my rat.
For real. I hate when it's served like that.
Number 7 is Alabama, 6 Louisiana, 5 is Texas, 4 Arizona, 3 California, and 2 is Florida.
Florida, yes.
Florida. Number 1 is Jersey, and I was just in Jersey. I didn't have any complaints. I had some very nice restaurants. What I ate at Hell's Kitchen, Gordon Ramsay's place up in at Caesars there. Wonderful food. A little pricey, as it always is, at Gordon Ramsay's and also when you're any time in Atlantic City, but I thought the food was very good. If you're ever up there, there's a place in Margate, which is about half hour from Atlantic City, called Stephen Cookies. Incredible food. Just really, really, really good food.
Is Lucy the Elephant still there? Isn't she?
Lucy's the Elephant is still in Margate.
Cool.
Passed her on Saturday night. It was the coldest night I have ever experienced in my life on Saturday night.
And with the wind chill from the water, that had to be intense.
It was. It was, I think it was like 9 degrees, and the wind chill was negative 5, whatever. But as soon as that wind blew, and it was a very strong, very stiff wind, it just blew you right off track there, no doubt. Shake Shack celebrating love with new Valentine's Day shake. Valentine's Day is this Saturday, guys.
All right.
This Buffalo Popcorn collab is now... basically, it's called Lesser Eats and from Primal Kitchen. So it's basically buffalo wing sauce flavored popcorn.
That actually sounds good.
Yeah. Philadelphia cheesesteak chain reveals opening date in Baltimore. It's Geno's Steaks. They are going to go in early 2026, they're saying, at some point, maybe in the next 2 months or so. So there's also another great sub place in Atlantic City. If you ever go, it's a dump. It's on Arctic Avenue. It's called White House Subs.
Lighthouse
and
sub.
And you get a whole sub, it's 2 feet. It's 2 feet long.
Wow.
So you share it with like three other people,
yeah,
I guess.
It was so busy in there yesterday because everybody was picking up their orders for Super Bowl.
Yeah, right.
Lighthouse sub.
So if it's a dump, is it on that list?
No. I mean, it's a nice place to, you can go in there and eat, but most people pick up. They actually have one in the Hard Rock Casino as well. It's called White House Subs. Incredible subs. They bake all their bread fresh daily.
Oh,
I paid for every single one of these, Miss Cash Register. There was no Chuck Whitaker barter deals to be had anywhere.
Don't drag me into this. I wasn't there.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I had to pay for everything.
No barter?
it was good. Saw Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, her husband. She's 73. He's 70. And they both were just amazing. She could still belt it out like it was yesterday. 40 years ago, 47 years ago.
Right.
That's right.
Is when she started.
And
I was in high
school.
Was incredible. I got to tell you, she really was.
Did she hit you with her best shot?
She didn't play that. You know,
that probably because it got so overkilled.
But she didn't know. Her heartbreaker was her encore. But yeah, it really was a great concert at the Ocean. You ever go there? There's a great place called Ovation Hall for concerts. And it is really enjoyable. All right, that's enough cash registers for one day. 6:50, Chuck C in a couple, 10 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. The best of Casey and Company each and every day. WCBM.com, our Rumble Facebook page is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:51, coming up to the top of the hour. I saw this myself. I was at the, up in Reisterstown at a bank, and right across from Franklin High School, where my both my sons went. And I saw the walkout in person, so I'll tell you all about that at the top of the hour. The police were already there. They knew it was happening. They were already set up with their lights on. This whole thing was organized, and everybody knew it was coming. And there they were out there holding their signs, chanting all about ICE. So we'll tell you about that at the top of the hour. And then a little bit later on, some U.S. Olympic athletes have gone completely woke, criticizing the United States, the Trump administration over a myriad of issues, mostly ICE. Some in the Rainbow Mafia were in full. That we found the new Megan Rapinoe, by the way. She's a figure skater by the name of Amber Glenn. She was there as well. And a former Cecil County executive is speaking out over a disgusting, sexually graphic, threatening voicemail that was left about her. And just heads should roll in the Cecil County Sheriff's Office, that is for sure. And a little bit later on, Governor Moore gets grilled on his so-called fair map by, of all people, Dana Bash at CNN. And talking about being uninvited. He wants to uninvite every single Republican in the state from having any representation in Congress. So that's all still to come. Stay with us here on Casey and Company 6:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so 895 now, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, some slowing and some brake lights around the Eastern Avenue Bridge and then coming south. Everybody's open. Everybody's going into the tunnel. But now it's about a 5 to 7 minute ride through there, as long as we keep up this speed that is southbound. 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel is still running okay. Don't see any problems there. Right around O'Donnell's, maybe a brief delay, but all four lanes are open going into the tunnel and then coming out, looking at the key interchange downtown. Still nice and clear right here at 95 Russell Street, and even the Sky Ramp at 395. All the lanes are open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, another chilly day, mixture of sun and clouds, highs in the low 30s, overnight temps in the teens. Tomorrow mostly cloudy but mild, highs will be in the low 40s. And right now it's chilly. It's 16 in Ocean City and it is 8 in Reisterstown. Got a couple of notes here via text. And folks weighing in on the Super Bowl. Tommy Levin says, anybody else bothered by Turning Point's halftime show opening with a guy playing the national anthem while wearing a hat? When did the rules change? I went to the last Ravens-Steelers game in Baltimore, and the marching band was playing the national anthem. Granted, it was cold, but all the male musicians wearing hats? Obviously, if you are a military, you're allowed to wear your hat, but you salute. If you're non-military, if you're civilian, you remove your hat and place it over your heart. And if you're playing, I don't think you should be wearing a hat either. But, again, it's amazing. Let's see. We've got Pat said she won't do songs of violence anymore. Okay. So that's Pat Benatar on the Hit Me With Your Best Shot. And that was, you know, but if you listen to the lyrics of that, it's, you know, it's, I think it wasn't actually, it was figurative. It wasn't literative. You know, people, she wasn't talking about people getting shot. It's like, you're all tough cookie, you're a long history. It's like, put up your dukes and, you know, give you your best. So it was really about, it wasn't about a physical fight. It was, you know, I think it was alliterative, to tell you the truth. But anyway, that's her prerogative as an artist, and she was amazing. So keep that in mind. Regarding the singing toilets, see the movie No Time for Sergeants. For saluting toilets. Thank you, Dr. John, who put that one in for us. All right, so I want to tell you the latest on what Gavin Newsom is doing out in California. The Department of Homeland Security and ICE have urgently called on the California governor and his sanctuary state to not release 33,179 criminal illegal aliens, including murderers, sex offenders, predators, rapists, drug traffickers, they're all set to be released from jails back into California communities. And let me give you the crimes right now. Nearly 400 homicides, over 3,300 assaults, 3,200 burglaries, 1,000 robberies, over 8,300 dangerous drug offenses, nearly 2,000 weapons offenses, and nearly 1,300 sexual predatory offenses. So these are the people that ICE agents would like for California to call them and say, we've got, however many dangerous criminals, come and get them. But they won't do that. They'd rather they be released back into their communities where they've already committed crimes and to continue to prey on the people in their own families in their communities. And that is just a complete lack of common sense. I mean, is your Trump derangement so bad? And I do believe it is. It's a form of mental illness. We saw it years ago. I mean, Kristen mentioned it half an hour ago with the Bush derangement with Green Day. There was Bush derangement. There was Reagan. They went after Reagan as well. There was Bush derangement syndrome. But I've never, this is the worst I've ever seen it. This is it. Now, whatever Trump derangement syndrome you have is now transferable to ICE. So it's ICE derangement syndrome now. So as well. So anything Trump does, anything he says, anything he touches, the left gets triggered by this. And you see this complete lack of common sense. Why would anybody want a murderer? But we have judges doing this. We have jails doing this. We have governors. I think that I would be interesting to see if we have the same situation here in Maryland, if Governor Tacson spend more would do the same thing as Gavin Newsom. I mean, I don't know for a fact, but I got a sense that because, you know, he's trying to please the progressive Marxist wing of the Democrat Party here in the state of Maryland, that he would probably not cooperate with ICE. So there you have it. Nearly 33,000 criminal legal aliens are going to be released back in the streets in California unless Gavin Newsom reconsiders. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny is just does a wonderful job at selling your home, especially as we move into springtime. And hurry up, spring. We have 5 weeks left now before spring is here. And we want to make sure that your home is in great shape. If you're thinking about selling, you want to call Vinny now. Here, one of his agents will come out to your home, and they'll talk about the staging and if it needs a repair and what kind of asking price, time frame. And then when spring does arrive and people start looking actively for a home, your home will be already taken care of and just really at the top of the list. And oftentimes, many folks that list and sign on the dotted line with Vinny, their home sells within hours and just a day or so. That doesn't last. Languish on the market like so many others do. The secret is the database of nearly 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, online vinnysteele.com. Up next, Maryland leaders question the ICE walkout at schools, which occurred on Friday. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. And we begin the week with another threat of a partial government shutdown looming. At issue this time, funding for the Department of Homeland Security. And there is a midnight Friday deadline this time around. The Seattle Seahawks, Super Bowl champs for the second time in franchise history. 29-13 win over the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 60. But it wasn't the action on the field that caught President Trump's attention. He has something to say about the halftime show as well as about the Winter Olympics.
The president first took aim at Americans competing at the Olympics, saying one of the athletes should have stayed home. After freestyle skier Hunter Hess said that wearing the flag doesn't mean I represent everything that's going on in the U.S., the president called him a real loser. And then Donald Trump complained about Super Bowl halftime performer Bad Bunny. He wrote online that the Puerto Rican singer's show was terrible and was an affront to the greatness of America. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Japanese Prime Minister Takeuchi's governing Conservative Party has secured a two-thirds supermajority in a parliamentary election. The BBC's Shaima Halil is in Tokyo.
352 seats out of 465, way more than they were hoping for. They continued with their coalition with the Innovation Party. So together, they have this sweeping majority now in parliament. And that gives Japan much-needed political stability. And it gives Sanae Takaichi the mandate that she was hoping for, the mandate that she called the snap election in the depths of winter for. And that essentially gives her the power to push through with her agenda.
At the moment, Wall Street futures point to a lower open later on. The Dow futures are down 43 points. NASDAQ futures off 103. The S&P futures 16 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The stock market is at an all-time high. The dollar is under pressure, and leading economists are warning that the global financial system is changing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 right now to get your free gold investment guide, plus your free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Find out about a tax and penalty-free rollover in 2026. Gold and silver can surge when the economy shifts, and they don't wait for permission. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000.
Most people in radio commercials talk really fast. But we made this one for RV owners. Progressive knows they like the slower pace of RV life, like this commercial. And they know Progressive will protect their RV at a fair price with discounts. Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The brake lights on the west side outer loop now beginning right around the area, just around I-70 Security Boulevard. So it's going to start to back up pretty soon now back towards Liberty Road. But that's the normal delay. There are no issues right now coming down through there. After Route 40, it gets better down the hill from Frederick Road. The Interloop at Green Spring is still good, and the Parkville side is okay. Keep in mind, in the next 45 minutes or so, bright sunshine for anybody traveling south and eastbound through the area. We're about a 7 to 10 minute delay currently for the traffic southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a big warm-up coming our way this week, but first another chilly day, a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the low 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the teens. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 11 degrees in Parkville and 8 in Hunt Valley at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A man accused of murdering his estranged wife in Howard County has surrendered to police. 53-year-old Alexander Stevenson allegedly stabbed 47-year-old Amethyst to death Sunday morning in a home on Huntsman's Run in Ellicott City. He fled the scene before police arrived, but later turned himself in at the Northern District Station in Ellicott City. Police say he was taken to shock trauma with non-life-threatening self-inflicted injuries. He's facing charges that include first-degree murder and violation of protective order charges. A Baltimore County man has died from the injuries he suffered while burning items in a barrel on Saturday morning. Police and fire units found 79-year-old Herminio Quinto in the 1900 block of Tolson Avenue in Dundalk after responding to a call for a welfare check. Police said he was using the barrel to burn personal papers and cardboard in the backyard, and the fire erupted when he used gasoline to accelerate it. Quinto's death is Baltimore County's fifth fire fatality of 2026. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 522. The pick four, 6670. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them many time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Big night for Seattle last night in Santa Clara, California.
And that will do it. Seattle reigns above the ball in the NFL. The Seahawks, Super Bowl champions for the second time.
Mike Tirico had the final call on NBC. A dominant performance by the Seahawks defense with 6 sacks and 3 takeaways, and a steady turnover-free performance by quarterback Sam Darnold.
It's unbelievable. Everything that's happened in my career, but to do it with this team, I wouldn't want it any other way. All my teammates, all my coaches I've ever had, always believing in me. I've always believed in myself because of my family and my friends. So it's as simple as that. As long as you believe in yourself, anything's possible.
29-13 was the final. Seattle is the Super Bowl champions of number 60. And from Santa Clara, we go to Milano Cortina, Italy. Just 13 seconds after it began, Lindsey Vonn's Olympic comeback dreams were over.
Lindsey Vonn pulls out of the gate in hopes of more Olympic glory.
I just know after the years of watching her, she will ski at her limit. The tone is set right here. Oh, my goodness, no! Goodness.
Call on NBC. The downhill skiers pole clipped the flag on the fourth turn, and just like that, the crowd fell eerily silent. Vonn airlifted to the hospital, surgery on her broken leg, no doubt ending her illustrious career. Maryland men's basketball did something yesterday in Minnesota that they had done only once before this season.
Got to get it in. He does to Coy. Gets his man in the air. The step back for the lead. Got it.
Call on the Big Ten Network. Diggy Coy getting diggy with it. 20-20 of his game-high 29 points in the final 13 minutes off the bench as Maryland pulls out a comeback win, 67-62 at the Barn in Minnesota. Coming up in 30 minutes, one of the great quarterbacks in NFL history has passed away. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer returns to the program today, Kristen Hagrick. Yeah, welcome back, Kristen. Nice to have you back. And thanks to Michelle for doing a great job in your absence. Top stories coming up in this hour. Former Cecil County executive is now speaking out after disgusting, despicable, sexually graphic, threatening voicemail was targeting her. And heads should roll in the Cecil County Sheriff's Office. Some U.S. Olympic athletes go woke, criticize the United States. But our top story here today, I saw it firsthand, up close and personal on Friday. I was Friday morning around, I guess it was 11:30. I was at a bank in Reisterstown, up where I live, in at Franklin's High School, where both my sons attended school. And sure enough, there they came, about 100 students, carrying their own handmade placards and signs and chanting ICE out and we hate ICE, things of that nature. And meanwhile, they're dodging ICE on the school grounds and the sidewalk and everything. That might not have been the safest for them physically. Police were already there, set up with their lights on. So everybody knew this was coming. We talked about it on Thursday. I know that Delegate Mangione wrote a letter to Dr. Rogers at Baltimore County Public Schools. And I don't know if he got a response. He didn't talk to Nino over the weekend. But as of Friday morning, he had not gotten a response. And one wonders what the heck is in the student handbook. Because some schools, and I've heard from some parents from Catonsville, they're saying that they were, you know, this is First Amendment rights, we have to respect it, and they can do whatever they want. And then others, like over Lock Raven and Delaney, are saying, no, no, you you can only go to a designated outdoor space or an auditorium, so on and so forth. So it seems to me there's a lot of confusion here. And then came the very interesting announcement on Friday that schools were closing early. 2 to 3 hours in Carroll, Baltimore County, Harford County, all through the metro area because of the so-called snowstorm. I guess we had flurries. I was out of town. We didn't have anything in Jersey, in Atlantic City, but I don't know what we had. Maybe some flurries we had like Friday afternoon. It wasn't enough to shut schools. I think it had all to do with the walkouts on ICE. Anyway, here's one Lock Raven parent. He said that he called the principal and was registering his concerns and complaints about this walkout.
I finally got through to the principal, who told me that it's the students' First Amendment right, and they had requested to do this, and that schools all over the county were supposedly going to be doing this. I said, okay, I obviously understand and respect the First Amendment, right? But isn't this a disruption to class? She said, well, no, because the students who don't want to participate are going to stay in class and classes will resume.
Yeah, well, so that kind of logic I didn't make any sense to me. But this happened at least 15 Baltimore County high schools walked out on Friday. And again, if you know of any in Anne Arundel or Carroll or Harford or Queen Anne's or Howard, you can let us know as well. But two Milford Mill students, a 10th grader and a senior, told the Baltimore Sun they were suspended for one day after participating in a walkout on Tuesday. They said two of their friends were also suspended, but the Sun had not not been able to confirm that as of yet. One individual was arrested, a 16-year-old boy in Baltimore County, said he was picked up on a charge of disorderly conduct and misdemeanor. Baltimore County Police confirmed that when officers responded to the scene, the teenager sitting in the middle of the road at the intersection of Fairmont Avenue and York Road. That's certainly safe activity, isn't it? All right, more on this coming up in just a second. We'll hear from Congressman Andy Harris as well. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I'll tell you one thing, he wouldn't be sitting when he got home.
Yeah, true.
Not for a while, anyway. The westbound side of 50 right here at the ramp at I-97, all is well. Southbound traffic starting to build now at the split at Route 32, and that will be the normal delay there. And then a little bit later, next couple minutes, sun is almost right there now, that it'll be a factor for the traffic on I-97 around the bridge at 178. Bay Bridge traffic is clear and a lot smoother today than it was over the weekend. So two lanes eastbound, three lanes westbound, then no problems at the Severn River Bridge and Ritchie Highway, with the lanes open eventually towards Roe Boulevard and over into Parole. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
In Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, another chilly day, mixture of sun and clouds, highs in the low 30s, overnight temps in the teens, tomorrow mostly cloudy, mild, highs in the low 40s. And right now it is starting off cold as promised, as advertised. Right now it's only 10 degrees in Pikesville, 8 in Ellicott City. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Hi, President Trump hammering a U.S. Olympic skier for trashing America. The internet was set ablaze over the weekend. He blasted Hunter Hess. He said he didn't feel like he could represent the United States right now. Trump called him a real loser, and that set the internet on fire. By the way, on Friday, President Trump launched TrumpRx.gov to bring lower drug prices to American patients. How much lower? Well, I'll just give you one example. Ozempic, which is one of those weight loss GLP-1 drugs, $1,000. He's now got that down to $300, and that's because the Europeans now have to pay more. Heretofore was we paid more, we did all the research and development, and we paid more, and the rest of Europe, Canada included, they got the benefit of lower drugs. They'd have to pay for the R&D. Those days are over. President Trump said that he's announcing a new event, the One Nation Under God event, to rededicate America. He says that's going to be held sometime later this year as in deference to our founding fathers. Quote, I am pleased to announce that on May 17th, 2026, we're inviting Americans from all across the country to come together on our National Mall to pray, to give thanks. We're going to do something that everyone said, like, let's go. We're going to rededicate America as one nation under God. And, of course, as to the Nancy Guthrie case, which has dominated the news headlines, and I hope and pray that she's safe and that she will be returned to her family. But I just don't. Maybe it was the same during the Lindbergh baby kidnapping and Patty Hearst. I remember they got a lot of publicity. But this is like 24/7. And even President Trump is like, we're going to give you all the resources of that money can, taxpayer money can generate. I want to see your home safe too, but I'm wondering if it was Nancy Doe, if you'd get the same treatment as Nancy Guthrie. I doubt it. I'm just saying that's the way life is. But he said there's going to be some news fairly soon on her status.
We have some clues, I think, that are very strong, and I think we could have some answers coming up fairly soon.
I'll tell you my theory on what happened to Nancy Guthrie coming up a little bit later on. As to the SAVE Act, which is would basically require a voter photo ID in our elections, and it's even something even John Fetterman agrees with. The president says that John Thune should be using the fighting filibuster or the standing filibuster, whatever you want to call it, instead of the old filibuster.
I'd love to use the filibuster. The SAVE Act is very important. Voter ID, I mean, if you look at it, no mail-in voting, and you have to have proof of citizenship. Everybody wants it.
Well, not everybody. The Democrats don't want it because, obviously, their cheating days would be over. As to the gathering storm of what to do with the murder mullahs of Iran, he says Iran wants a deal, but right now, they're playing hardball.
Iran looks like it wants to make a deal very badly. We have to see what that deal is. But I think Iran looks like they want to make a deal very badly, as they should. Last time they decided maybe not to do it, but I think they probably feel differently. We'll see what the deal is. It'd be different than last time.
The big question really is, if you do any deal with Iran, would they honor it? Because I don't think you can trust them as far as you can throw them, just like we used to do with the Soviets. You know, the ink wasn't even dry on most of our treaties and deals with the Soviets. They were already cheating or plotting how to cheat. So I think Iran would be the same. But right now we have got probably the largest number of ships and assets in the Middle East that we've had in a long, long time, just sitting waiting on directions from the president as to whether or not they're going to get Maduro'd in Iran, and we'll see how that plays out. And that's the way it went, 386 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, coming up on 720, I want to tell you about Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Vinny, and he's got a number of programs that are really going to help sell your home. There's the trade-in program. Just like you do a vehicle, you can trade in your home and get a new home. And I'll let Vinny give you all the details, because that's a pretty specific promotion and promo that he runs. So I feel more comfortable in him giving the updates on that. Then there's the Fix It program, where if you need some repairs on your home and you don't feel like having to hire the contractors and be busy with all that, Vinny will do that for you. And then they just subtract the cost of those repairs and contractors off of at settlement. And then, of course, there's the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home up to 12 months program. Also very popular, because it takes all that burden and pressure out of timing of the sale of your home. So all you need to do is call Vinny and ask him about any one of those programs, or if you just want to have him come out to your home, take a look at it, and then once you both agree on asking price and time frame, and you sign the contract, your home is guaranteed to sell. Because if it doesn't sell for the price you want, in the time frame that you want, Vinny's going to buy it from you and pay you in cash. 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. Online at vinnysteele.com.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harvard County.
All right, coming up, Andy Harris will weigh in on the student walkouts, and we'll discuss Some of these schools, the last thing you'd want is to have students walking out based on their academic credentials and records as well. 410-922-6680 is our number. I'd like to hear from you, parents, grandparents, if you experienced this on Friday, give us a call. 1-800-WCBM-680. 723, traffic weather on the threes. This is a man not known to walk out. In fact, he walks in to his pantry and to his freezer on a regular basis. Chuck Whitaker. You didn't deny it.
Atlantic City buffoon.
Yes, I am.
Was there anybody else there besides you? I heard their things are pretty quiet up
it
there.
It was packed.
Is that right?
I stayed at Caesars. And it was absolutely... Here comes the cash. I can see it right now. It was packed.
Wow.
We thought that, you know, it's dead of winter. It's cold.
Yeah.
Wasn't much going on. There was the one concert on Friday night, but there were a lot of people there.
You think they stayed and watched the Super Bowl and then bet on the Super Bowl?
I think that's probably the reason why it was Super Bowl weekend. That's a good call on that one.
I would think, yeah, because right there, all the sports betting is right there. Make a lot of money. Northbound 95. Northbound 95, it looks to be something on the right shoulder here, just after the ramp coming up from Washington Boulevard, Caton Avenue, in that area. Well off to the side, but they're looking at it. But then we also have some bright sunshine. So if you're coming north from the Beltway, you're working your way in towards downtown. That's the reason for the brake lights. They're just kind of looking at the police car activity off to the right side. But as you make that turn and you get kind of straightened out a little bit towards 395, and then the sunshine is right there on the windshield coming up eventually north into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. Another chilly day, mixture of sun and clouds today, highs in the low 30s. Overnight temperatures are going to be in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, mild, highs in the low 40s. Right now, it's 9 in Columbia, 9 in Owings Mills. If you'd like to join us, you can. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We're talking about the school walkouts. Congressman Andy Harris said that he thinks that this should be done outside of school days and school time.
Bottom line is there should be discipline against those students. They can protest in the evening, they can protest on weekends, but if they're going to leave school during the day, unexcused absences, there should be discipline against them. Or we should consider withdrawing federal money from any jurisdiction that condemns it.
Yeah, and I think it's a fair point. And look, if you're a parent or a grandparent and you saw your child with a sign and going to school that day, then you didn't ask what's going on. I mean, and maybe you're okay with that. But here's what I want to know: what is the Baltimore County Public Schools? And we saw for Harford County. Harford County said that if you walk out of school and you protest, it is considered a leave. You've left the property. You're not supposed to leave the property. If you leave the property, then that is an unexcused absence. Now, I guess the gray area here, the fine line, is what happens if you walk out of class at a predetermined time and you stay on school property? That's not an unexcused absence. What is it, a bathroom visit? And here's the thing. We're now living in an era where we have school shooters. We're concerned about the security in our schools. And we're going to have people coming and going as they please to protest what? ICE? Will they be allowed to protest pro-life issues? Will they be allowed to protest? What if there were pro-ICE demonstrations? Would that have been tolerated in Baltimore County Public Schools on Friday? And so you do have a security issue here. And what did the county know? When did they know it? And did they sign off on this? And what does the county handbook say about unexcused absences? Is it an automatic suspension, or does it go to a disciplinary board or hearing? And I think the other issue that that goes to play here, because Fox did a piece on this, Fox News on Friday, in which they talked about many of these schools that were either advocating or tolerating this kind of student behavior have poor academic records. All right. As overall, I'm not saying that the students themselves, I don't know, that would be an individual basis, but the schools themselves that allowed these walkouts Their academic records leave a lot to be desired. So is it really in the best interest of educating children? And they were already out of school for what? Almost a week, 8 days or whatever, based on no snow but ice. The roads were clear. I understand some of the sidewalks weren't cleared yet, and that caused problems for bus stops. But to have them out of school for this long, and then you're going to bring them back to school and say, oh, okay, we're going to have a walkout, and then close schools 3 hours early. I think the whole thing was orchestrated and coordinated, and I think this is what you have in the state of Maryland and what you have in these Marxist madrasas called schools. The government-run public schools are not actually interested in educating your children. They're interested more in indoctrinating your children into their political ideology and of the day. And that's why you see so many of these kids. Now, I'm sure the vast majority of kids didn't walk out, but what I saw at Franklin High School on Friday, it was about maybe, I'm guessing, 70 to 100 kids, somewhere in there, all on school grounds. They did not leave school grounds. They were all on school grounds, but there were police there, and there were teachers and administrators. I saw them and adults walking outside with them. So they obviously signed off on it. They obviously thought that it would be okay to do that. Just incredible when you think about it. All right, it's coming up on 7:30, right after 7:30 news. Just ingrates, Olympic athletes that wear Team USA and proceeded to trash the Trump administration and America. Basically, there were some good ones, and we'll get to those as well. But I think it's important that we've seen this before. And this really goes dovetails right into the schools. Because where do these kids get these ideas from? They're taught, basically.
So-called role models.
Yeah.
They're taught indoctrination and public
not to
schools.
Like America. That's what they're taught in these schools today. So we'll
and get your
that.
Mommy and daddy and get out.
Yeah. All right. And maybe mommy and daddy could do a better job as well.
Exactly.
All right. That's coming up next, right after the 7:30 news. Don't forget, we'll choose your fake news. We need a contestant, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 as well. And pick up some WCBM merchandise if you correctly guess the fake news story of the morning. At 7:30, news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Marylanders will be getting a bit of a break from the frigid temperatures this week. The Baltimore area remains under a cold weather advisory through 10 a.m. today. But by Tuesday afternoon, the high is expected to approach 42 degrees, and by Wednesday it will be closer to 45. The temps will drop back to the upper 30s on Thursday and Friday, but there won't be single-digit highs and below-zero wind chills of the past couple of weeks. The weather is expected to stay dry in the Baltimore metro area into the Valentine's Day weekend. A weekend fire in West Baltimore's Penn North community impacted four row homes. Firefighters were called to the 1500 block of Clifton Avenue shortly after 7:30 Saturday night, and they found heavy smoke and fire at the scene. The two-alarm fire was contained by 9 p.m. No injuries were reported, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. And Maryland State Police have arrested a Virginia couple after a reported road rage incident in Somerset County. Kiana and Rendell Chen of Accomack County are charged with first and second degree assault for allegedly pointing a gun at a driver on southbound Route 13 near Revels Neck Road. State and local police conducted a high-risk traffic stop just before the Virginia state line, and the suspects were taken into custody. Investigators say they found a 9mm handgun with a loaded magazine in the vehicle. And city police say a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old have been arrested in connection with a carjacking in Baltimore County. The suspects were arrested Friday night after the Baltimore Police Foxtrot unit tracked the vehicle to the 4300 block of Eldon Road. The vehicle was recovered by the Regional Auto Theft Task Force, and the vehicle was recovered. Investigators say a handgun was found in connection with the incident. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
7:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway, Montgomery County. The outer loop as you're getting into the area at River Road. The report says it's an overturned tractor trailer. Haven't seen it yet. We'll be heading down there shortly. But in the meantime, it looks like only one lane is open on the outer loop at that point. So that's going to be a big backup affecting the spur at I-270, and then, of course, backing everybody up from Georgia Avenue and from Connecticut Avenue, going eventually around to the American Legion Bridge. So we'll watch out for that. They're looking at an incident off to the side on 95 northbound around Washington Boulevard and the ramp to Russell Street in the city. So, again, if you're coming up on 95 from the Beltway southwest side into 395, part of that reason is that wreck off to the right side. The west side outer loop delay begins at 795. The Parkville side backups now beginning at Bel Air Road around towards Providence Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A big warm-up coming our way this week, but first another chilly day. A mix of clouds and sun with highs in the low 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the teens. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Defense dominated Super Bowl Sunday in Santa Clara.
And they bring a pressure as well. And they get a knockdown as Witherspoon came under pressure. And Uchenna Nwosu is going the distance for a touchdown.
Mike Tirico had the call on NBC as the Seattle defense under second-year head coach and former Ravens defensive coordinator Mike McDonald reigned supreme last night, a no doubt about it. 29-13 defeat of the New England Patriots and in the process capturing Super Bowl 60. Among many stars was defensive back Devon Witherspoon, who was everywhere that the ball was.
Like I said, man, talking about a group of guys who play together out there, who give each other everything they need, who have each other back out there. Don't let another person down.
A sack, three quarterback hits, and a pass defended for Witherspoon. And so the question for Ravens fans now is, can McDonald's good friend Jesse Minter, the new Ravens head coach, in some way duplicate what McDonald just did? Winter Olympics in Milano Cortina, Italy. You know about downhill skier Lindsey Vonn and the fall she suffered, breaking her leg in her attempted comeback. The surgery was performed yesterday after she was airlifted from the mountain. In men's figure skating, Virginia native and two-time reigning world champion Ilya Malinin leading the U.S. to gold, one of two golds the American have secured. Norway leads the games with three overall. Italy with nine medals leads overall. Norway six, Japan four, and the U.S. with those two. To college basketball we go, where at least one big game this weekend lived up to its billing.
Hoosier switches on to him. Dixon the kick. Trimble! Got it! And Carolina wins it!
The great Dan Shulman had the call on ESPN. 14th-ranked Carolina didn't lead number 4 Duke until that shot on that final second. 71-68 was the final on Seth Trimble's three. And then the fireworks began. Crowd stormed the floor at the Dean Dome, and according to Duke head coach John Shire, some started raining fists on the Duke basketball team.
I got staff members that got punched in the face. My family, pushing people away, trying to not get trampled.
And finally, one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history passed away over the weekend. Talking about Hall of Famer Redskin quarterback Sonny Jurgensen, a four-time All-Pro and a member of the Washington Redskins Ring of Fame, has passed away. Widely viewed as one of the best pure passers in NFL history, Jurgensen spent 11 seasons in the Burgundy and Gold, retiring after leading the league in passing three times, totaling more than 32,000 career passing yards to go along with 255 touchdown passes. And that resume was good enough to secure a place on the NFL's 1960s All-Decade Team. The great Sonny Jurgensen was 91 years of age. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Maryland basketball joins the club.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
And, you know, I should also mention, for one generation of Redskins fans, he was a great quarterback.
Yep.
For another generation of Redskins fans, he was the broadcaster.
He was. Sonny, Sam, and Frank.
Right. And I wouldn't say he was like a terrific analyst or anything, but he was great in the role of just being like, you know, the elder guy, the guy that had the experience.
Well, yeah, two guys. You had Sam Huff.
Sam Huff was on the defensive side.
Linebacker, and Sonny was the quarterback. But I saw Sonny, when I was a kid, do stuff that Mahomes does now. Behind the back passes in the middle of the game. His arm, watching, growing up in the Baltimore, Washington area, watching Johnny Unitas and Sonny Jurgensen play football, that was all time.
I know.
It really was.
Amazing. Hey, real quick on this, you know, Maryland's not good in basketball this year.
No, they stink this year.
Okay. They stink. They are now entertaining, when I say entertaining, I mean for an official visit, a guy by the name of Kyrie Walker. That name may not sound familiar, but at one time he was a top recruit, a high school basketball recruit. He's 25 years old. He has played professionally for the G League. So he has made money playing basketball.
Yeah, okay.
And now, of course, these basketball players that never played in an NBA game but has signed professional contracts are now trying to get back into college basketball.
Right.
And it's happened already, and now Maryland is recruiting this kid. He's coming to Maryland on Wednesday for an official visit. 25-year-old Kyrie Walker, who's played professionally for the G League, is now going to try to play for University of Maryland or somebody.
All right. Maybe he'll get his degree by the time he's 29.
I don't like it. I don't think this is a very good thing.
This is the new NCAA, man.
I'm stodgy.
Yeah, I bet.
That's a good word.
A lot of us are.
That's a good word for
me. Nobody uses stodgy in sports anymore.
Yeah, I do. I just did.
Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes. Now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Speaking of sports, again, the same thing we're watching with these little snowflakes, these wokesters that are... protesting on walkouts. It happened in the Olympics again. We have freestyle skiers Chris Lillis and Hunter Hess on representing the U.S. of A. in the Winter Olympics.
I feel heartbroken about what's happened in the United States I'm pretty sure you're referencing ICE and some of the protests and things like that. I think that as a country, we need to focus on respecting everybody's rights and making sure that we're treating our citizens as well as anybody with love and respect. And I hope that when people look at athletes compete in the Olympics, they realize that that's the America that we're trying to represent.
It brings up mixed emotions to represent the U.S. right now, I think. It's a little hard. There's obviously a lot going on that I'm not the biggest fan of, and I think a lot of people aren't. If it aligns with my moral values, I feel like I'm representing it. Just because I'm wearing the flag doesn't mean I represent everything that's going on in the U.S. So, yeah, I just kind of want to do it for my friends and my family and the people that support me getting here.
To represent the United States in any Olympic event is an honor. It is something that you train for. You made the choice. And nobody asked you, nobody forced you to get on the Olympic team. You made the choice. You wanted to come out, and you knew exactly that you'd be representing the United States of America. And I understand that you get these liberal weenies that pose these questions. They just ought to bat them aside. Just say, hey, I'm here representing my country at the Olympics. It's not about politics. You want to talk to me about politics? Wait till after the Olympic Games are over. Amber Glenn is a new Megan Rapinoe. She is a figure skater, a pretty good one, but she has issues with the Trump administration.
Yeah, it's been a hard time for the community overall under this administration. It isn't the first time that we've had to come together as a community and try and fight for our human rights. And now, especially, it's not just affecting the queer community, but many other communities. And I think that we are able to support each other in a way that we didn't have to before. And because of that, it's made us a lot stronger. I hope I can use my platform and my voice throughout these games to try and encourage people to stay strong in these hard times.
And then there's Michaela Schifrin, and she's not representing the United States. She's representing her own values.
I'm really hoping to show up and represent my own values. Values of inclusivity, values of diversity and kindness and sharing.
Yeah, that's it. Her own values. So I think I've come up with the answer. Before any Olympic athlete is allowed to join an Olympic team, before they go to the Winter Games, Summer Games, whatever, the coach of the 1980 U.S. Olympic men's hockey team, Herb Brooks. This is a scene from the movie, but I think this is advice they all should be forced to hear.
Each and every one of you, when you pull on that jersey, you represent yourself and your teammates. And a name on the front is a hell of a lot more important than the one on the back. Get that through your head.
That was...
Oh, I could watch that movie over and over.
Best, one of the best movies of all time. And the new documentary's out, The Boys of 80, on Netflix now. I haven't seen it, but I plan to watch it this week. I understand it is excellent. 743, traffic weather on the threes. And once again, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We had a report of an overturned vehicle. And boy, is there an overturned vehicle. Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. This thing is on its side. Just as flat as it can be, outer loop near the area at River Road and getting around towards the American Legion Bridge. Only the left inside lane is open, and I'm going to tell you what, this ain't going away anytime soon. Has to be offloaded, uprighted, and this is a big delay in Montgomery County. 270 trying to get to the American Legion Bridge, the outer loop from Georgia Avenue, Connecticut Avenue, same area. And again, only a single lane is getting by to the inside left-hand lane. We've had our normal delays in and around the Beltway. JFX should have a little more traffic now south of Ruxton Road. Maybe a little peak of sunshine as you're coming south through the area just around the city county line. A couple of vehicles were on the shoulder grabbing some attention. I-95 northbound around Washington Boulevard and the area near the ramp at Russell Street. And that backed us up going back to the Caton Avenue Bridge. In some areas on the Beltway, fighting the bright sunshine, but it's all the normal delays. Parkville side through Greenspring and the west side now back in business from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. Winter driving is very hard on your vehicle, so stop by. Let Bernie check everything, your battery, antifreeze, tires, belts, hoses, thermostats. Even your starter takes a hit when it's cold like this. Right there, stop in and see Bernie, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. It's going to be chilly again today. Partly sunny, highs in the low 30s, down to the teens again tonight. But then the warming trend begins. Mostly cloudy, mild, highs in the low 40s tomorrow. It's 12 right now in the city, 11 in Parkville. By the way, we do need a contestant, so if you can call within the next 10, 15 seconds, do so. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We have some WCBM merchandise. It's up for grabs if you can correctly identify the fake news story of the day. All you have to do is give us a call right now, and you'll get a chance to match wits with Maggie and Kristen and Chuck. And Kristen now rejoining the program, so she had a little time off. By doing that, you're able to pad your stats a little bit, because while the other ones are taking hits, you were in basically frozen in time. All right, we'll just go with the panel today. Nobody's called in yet for the so officially
frozen is an understatement. This past month,
that is so true. All right, here we go, panel. Story number one: a bizarre scene unfolded in Minneapolis on Saturday as clueless anti-ICE rioters received a surprise during their tantrum against President Trump's immigration policy. The anti-ICE rioters were throwing ice cubes, get it? Ice cubes at the ICE agents, but they failed to mark the fact that ice cubes could be considered like rocks. They're frozen water. They can injure people. They could even kill if it hit with the proper speed at the right angle. And so 27 arrests were made for people throwing ice cubes at ICE agents. Story two, the machines aren't just coming for your jobs, now they want your bodies as well. A software engineer and founder of rentahuman.ai, it's a platform for AI agents to search, book, and pay humans for physical world tasks. They want AI, basically, to rent the human bodies. You go on the online, it does have a browse humans tab for folks who are shopping for real human beings. Story three. A Team Great Britain skier by the name of Gus Kenworthy launched a blistering attack on ice by urinating the words F ice on the snow just before the start of the Winter Olympics. The 34-year-old is on the free ski half pipe team in the Milano Cortina. All right, story one, ice agents get pelted with ice cubes, 27 arrests made. Story two, a new site lets AI rent human bodies because, after all, robots need your body. And story three,
hey, someone does.
British skier targets ice by urinating a message in the snow.
Oh.
All right, Maggie, you get to go first here today.
I got to go with number two.
All right. Maggie, go to story number two. Kristen?
I didn't even understand that one, so that probably means that one is true. And I could see the protesters using, I mean, yes, using ice cubes. And how can you not know? They're going to hurt. So I say number three.
All right, Kristen goes. Story number three and chuckles.
He did it, but it was somebody else's handwriting. So I'll divert back and go to two, please.
All right, Chuck goes for deuce. Story number one, no votes today. Anti-ice riders pelted with ice cubes, 27 arrests made. That is our fake news story of the day. So
a stumper, I must say.
So getting off on the wrong foot here this morning, panel. But that's
why are you looking at me when you say that?
No, I was looking at
me. Look at me first.
Okay. Don't you look at you first? Right? Yeah, why don't you look at her first? Oh.
Well, because you were frozen in time there for a while.
I was.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. 7:49. So we did criticize some of the athletes. There were some athletes that do show their appreciation for the United States, like Breezy Johnson, the gold medal winner in the downhill. Will play her national anthem coming up at America 250 a little bit later on this morning. But during the gold medal hanging around her neck during the national anthem, she shed tears while singing the lyrics to "Our Star-Spangled Banner." Then there's Jack Eichel, team ice hockey skater, says what it means to him to represent his country.
It means everything to be able to represent my country. This will be the only stage that I haven't had the opportunity to do it in. So whether it's been under 17 or 18, World Junior, World Championship, you know, the Olympics, it seems like we've been waiting for the NHL to go back. And I think this is just such a great time for us to be doing it. USA Hockey, I feel like, is in such a great position. There's so many great American players. Development's been awesome. It means so much to be here with my peers and to represent the country. I take a lot of pride in it. Think about all the people that, you know, make up our great country here in America and what it means to be an American. You think about your family and all the things that they've done and sacrificed for you to be in this position. I think for a lot of us who have had the opportunity to represent the U.S. in other forms, you kind of always dream the pinnacle is the Olympics. You always dream about being there and having the opportunity to be representing your country on the greatest stage. It's the highest honor you can have.
Yeah, that's and that's the way it should be done. And you don't have to agree whether it's Donald Trump or Joe Biden or Barack Obama or whoever. You don't have to agree with every policy positions, everything. But you still live in the greatest country in the world, and you should show some respect and show some appreciation for that. Pa says, did anyone ask these spoiled Olympic athletes what rights do people have who violate our country's immigration laws and commit murder, rape, and engage in drug and human trafficking? Of course not, because these are liberal sports writers that are asking these questions. 7:51, you're listening to Casey and Company. Coming up next, former Cecil County executive speaking out on a threatening voicemail that was sent to her.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Big wreck on the Capitol Beltway, outer loop, trying to get around to the American Legion Bridge. It's a tractor trailer on its side, and I mean on its side, just a single lane to the left going past that wreck is getting by at that point. So be on the lookout for that. A big delay on 270 South. The outer loop from Georgia Avenue and Connecticut Avenue is also going to be slow. It looks like now, I'm not sure this is a broken down vehicle, but it's in a bad area, 95, or make that 395 south, going on to the ramp to 95. Normally, that's a two-lane ramp, and right now, traffic is getting by to the right. There's a police car there and a wrecker, so hopefully they'll move them out of there shortly. And about 35 minutes ago, we had a wreck on the shoulder on 95 northbound near the ramp at Washington Boulevard and Russell Street. There's a new wreck in the city, northwest side in Pimlico at Park Heights Avenue at Rogers Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, chilly day, partly sunny today, low 30s, and tomorrow's when we start to warm up a bit in the low 40s. So warming trend is arriving shortly, so just hang in there right now. Right now it's 12 in Pasadena, and it is 12 in downtown Baltimore. More thoughts coming in on the woke Olympic athletes. Here's Ron. He says, any mouthy woke Olympian who dishonors the U.S. should have their flight back to the U.S. canceled, and should have to find their own way home on their own dime. They should also lose funding, U.S. funding, in the future. Yeah, why would we want to prop up people to compete for our country when they go and diss our country overseas? Again, I don't understand it. They do have freedom of speech, obviously, but they're also not free from consequences as well. If you're getting funding, if you're being sponsored by somebody in the U.S. Olympic team, and you do that, out you go. This, to me, really is a disgusting story. The former Cecil County executive, Danielle Hornberger, she now goes by her married name, Danielle Robinson. She's speaking out publicly after a disturbing voicemail from 2023 surfaced online this month. It contains graphic and violent sexual comments allegedly made by members of the Cecil County Sheriff's Office while she was still in office. Here is a portion of that voicemail.
Danielle, I want you to come down the line, and we're going to legalize you.
I've never had
I feel completely violated and completely exposed.
And I can see why. The roughly five-minute voicemail includes explicit sexual language and threats of violence directed at Robinson. In one portion of the recording, a man can be heard describing plans to sexually, quote, brutalize her, unquote, in graphic terms at the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge. Asked about what she thought about those comments.
I define it as rape. I define it as they want to hurt me.
That would be the term brutalize. She knew some of these individuals. She's pro-law enforcement. She was at functions with them in the Cecil County Sheriff's Office on various occasions. And here they were, praising her for being pro-law enforcement while secretly then making comments like this and sending these voicemails out. Well, other people had to have known what they were saying and doing, and she was asked about their conduct.
I worked with them professionally. I knew them. They're not my friends. We don't hang out. And they're asking me, you want to go back to the lodge? Like, hey, you should come hang out at the lodge with us. That felt weird then. You know how sometimes your hairs just go up on the back of your neck and you're just like, but I didn't think anything like this kind of talk.
Now, who does? Who would consider that so-called professional law enforcement types would not only, hard to predict what people think, but they would say this. This is someone's wife, a mother, a sister, that you're making these comments about. It's unacceptable. And she was asked, what punishment should these individuals who made these comments, what kind of punishment should they face?
Of course, I, obviously think that they should be suspended without pay while the investigation takes place. They should lose their job, absolutely.
Yeah, well, apparently the Cecil County Sheriff's Office says they take these things seriously. They are investigating. Even the state police may be brought in as well. But for any, and I know that it's just probably a few bad eggs, but they got to root them out and they got to get rid of them because that is just totally unacceptable behavior by any law enforcement officer. Audiology Associates, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team at over the 10 different locations in the Baltimore Metro, they take a gentle, empathetic approach to any kind of hearing loss that you may be experiencing, and I would urge you to check it out. Don't put it off. We do the annual physical in most cases. Some people do have their eyes examined every year or 2 years, whatever. But for some reason, we ignore our hearing, and you really shouldn't, because you can catch early signs. Things can be done to preserve as much hearing as you can, or if you're having any kind of hearing loss, sometimes it's as simple as earwax, sometimes it's something more. But get it checked out at Audiology Associates, the best in the area. They've helped my wife, and they do wonderful work. Check them out online at AAIAudiology.com. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The search for 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie goes on just over a week after she was taken from her Tucson-area home. Her kids, including Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie, continue to appeal for her release. Savannah making another appeal to the kidnappers in an online video over the weekend.
We received your message, and we understand. We beg you now to return our mother to us so that we can celebrate with her. This is the only way we will have peace. This is very valuable to us, and we will pay.
That phrase, we will pay, a reference to the ransom demand purportedly issued by the kidnappers. Super Bowl 60 and the second NFL championship belongs to the Seattle Seahawks.
Defense became the driving force behind this championship. Seahawks players Devin Witherspoon, Derek Hall, and the rest of Seattle's ferocious defense pummeled New England Patriots quarterback Drake May. Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold tossed a touchdown pass to A.J. Barner, while teammate Kenneth Walker III ran for 135 yards. Seahawks kicker Jason Myers set a Super Bowl record by making all five of his field goal tries.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says President Trump didn't think much of the Spanish-language halftime show. It was led by a Puerto Rican rapper. Mr. Trump calls the show terrible. It was, in the president's words, one of the worst ever. Mr. Trump adds, nobody understands a word this guy is saying. The House Oversight Committee set to hear today from Ghislaine Maxwell. Although the close associate and co-conspirator of the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein is expected to take the fifth when she appears remotely for the closed-door hearing. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 57. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just
$25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that works in a big way and keeps all customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamin to Pure Talk for a Jack and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial pound zero, say Mike Royo, 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Royo, for an American company that is truly unprecedented.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That broken down vehicle that was on 395 southbound on the ramp to I-95 southbound cleared now, pushed out of the way. So we're back to two lanes there. Once again, the pace is not too bad right now, heading south from Camden Yards and eventually out to the Beltway on the southwest side. The northbound side fighting the bright sunshine just a bit. But with the lanes open, the Sky Ramp this morning looks to be in good shape for the traffic coming up through there. Now, both the tunnels southbound, 15 to 20-minute delays right now. Just the heavy traffic south on 95 and 895. If you're heading towards the Capitol Beltway, big delays with an overturned tractor trailer in Montgomery County. Outer loop near River Road with delays affecting both 270. The outer loop is slow back towards the area of the Georgia Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a big warm-up coming our way this week, but first another chilly day, a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the low 30s, mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the teens. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 12 degrees in Pikesville and 11 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police say a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old have been arrested in connection with a carjacking in Baltimore County. The suspects were arrested Friday night after the Baltimore Police Foxtrot Unit tracked the vehicle to the 4300 block of Eldon Road. The vehicle was recovered by the Regional Auto Theft Task Force, and the vehicle was recovered. Investigators say a handgun was found in connection with the incident. And Anne Arundel County Police say a Baltimore man is being held without bond after an attempted rape in Glen Burnie. The alleged assault happened at Heritage Overlook Housing Complex Thursday night when the victim says a man approached a woman who was in her car and on the way to throw trash in a dumpster. The victim says the suspect tried to pull her out of the car and force her into his vehicle, but she screamed and drove away from him. Police spotted 34-year-old Alan McFadden's vehicle a short time later, and he fled and bailed out on foot when they tried to stop him. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 522, the pick 4, 6670. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Front End and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long.
Well, from one sport right to another in this country, and so it is from Super Bowl 60 to pitchers and catchers reporting for work tomorrow in Sarasota. As the Birds look to bury the 25 season, new manager Craig Albernaz will be there, welcoming all the arms, including the talented right arm of recently acquired Shane Boz.
I have a little bit of history with him. See him in the Rays. It was only for a little bit, but like the stuff just jumps out, and he's such a competitor. Even at a young age, when I was around him, he was just different than his counterparts at the same age. So
Boz with a lively arm, no doubt, striking out 176 last year in 166 innings, but his ERA ballooned to 4.87. One football note before we move on. Another coach has joined Jesse Minter's staff in Baltimore, and it's his dad, Rick Minter, a 40-year veteran coach in his own right. The elder Minter has worked alongside Jesse at his previous two stops as well, spending the past two seasons as a senior defensive analyst for the Chargers, and the previous two as a defensive analyst at the University of Michigan. Maryland head coach Buzz Williams enjoying his team's 67-62 comeback win over Minnesota yesterday, at the same time accepting responsibility for a lost season.
And I completely 1,000% understand the expectations of the program, of all programs at this level, particularly the University of Maryland, in regards to the results.
And after landing at number 182 in the latest net rankings, Maryland is officially the lowest-ranked Power Conference school in the country. Top-ranked Maryland men's lacrosse, though, won its season opener on Saturday against Loyola, 19-10 the final. The Terps, who opened its 101st season, have now won 33 consecutive season openers. Coming up in 30 minutes, a sad note to pass along from Major League Baseball. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680-1800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show. Use the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, Mayor Scott cuts off access to the Office of Inspector General. And redacting a lot of information that she might need to do her job. What the heck's going on there, huh? I love these Democrats when they embrace transparency so vigorously. Rob Carson joins us at the bottom of the hour. He's going to talk about a brand new WCBM trip that you might be interested in, one of historic importance. And right now, Governor Moore, we told you in the 6 o'clock hour, blaming President Trump for uninviting him or disinviting him based on his skin color, which is just absolute racist pablum and propaganda. But this is who this guy is now. He's drinking the progressive Marxist Kool-Aid and the playbook. But I did find with great interest, Dana Bash over at the Fake News Network did ask him a difficult question, at least for him, on this redistricting battle, which as of right now, Senate President Bill Ferguson does not seem like he's too keen to take that up in any way, shape, or form in the Maryland State Senate. And as we now, right now, the tab is, according to the Department of Legislative Service, is going to cost us $3 million to redistrict here in the state of Maryland. They're already in deep financial trouble, but that's add $3 million more to that fire. But here was the questioning over whether or not the redistricting bill on the advisory commission that he came up with, whether or not it is a fair process.
You are pushing hard to redraw Maryland's congressional map to further benefit Democrats. And what that means is eliminating the only Republican-held seat that exists right now. The map as it stands is already really gerrymandered, done before you got there. How is it good for democracy to pursue a map that makes your state even less representative?
Well, actually, the map that the Maryland House passed would actually make 6 of the 8 congressional districts more competitive than less. And frankly, one of the most gerrymandered seats inside of the state of Maryland is actually the Republican seat.
What? What the hell is he talking about? I mean, sometimes I think he just opens his mouth and words fall out. I just don't think they're properly formed. Six of the eight would be more competitive? In what world? And so that's why you're doing it? To make six of the eight more competitive? Seats that you could possibly lose? We all know that's a bunch of you-know-what. And that the most gerrymandered district right now is the first district? There's nothing fair about this map. Look, they act as if President Trump started all this. No, Democrats have been doing this for decades. They have been gerrymandering and redistricting Republican representation completely out of existence. In your vernacular, Mr. Governor, they've been uninviting Republicans. In New England, where not a single Republican representative serves New England in Congress. Not one. And yet Republicans have anywhere from 30 to 40% of the vote in some of these states. That's the goal here, is to erase Andy Harris from the 1st District. That's the reason why they drew it from Ocean City to Columbia, crossing the bay, which has already been ruled illegal and unconstitutional. But on national television, this clown trying to get us to believe that, oh, it's going to be more competitive. All that Andy Harris does, it was too gerrymandered. We had to redraw it. I don't think anybody's believing your nonsense anymore, hopefully. It's 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And we're back in Annapolis looking at I-97. Little bright sunshine here at 178. There is some slowing right at the split at I-97 and Route 32, but that's the typical ride. And then we went back into Annapolis at Roe Boulevard, the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, all as well. The main span of the Bay Bridge is also doing fine. Three lanes westbound, two lanes eastbound, and really no problems there. 695, all the normal stuff is there. Parkville side, Interloop at Green Spring, we're still 795 down through Frederick Road. On the west side, JFX has been okay this morning. No big problems there. Still some heavy traffic going south. No issues at the tunnels, but all the heavy traffic is still there, both on 95 and 895. I just looked again at the overturned vehicle on the Capitol Beltway. It's on its side on the outer loop before River Road in Montgomery County. Big impact on 270 southbound, trying to get to the American Legion Bridge, and the outer loop is backed up at least to the Georgia Avenue ramp coming around from Route 29 and from 95 on that northeast outer loop in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, another chilly day, mixture of sun and clouds, high in the low 30s, overnight temps in the teens. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, but mild, high in the low 40s. And the fact is that, let's just be glad that there's a warming trend going on right now, right? We're all going to love that. It is currently clear, and it is 16 in Stevensville and 12 in Severn, Maryland. And time for our America 250 from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Different anthem for you today. This one is the one they were playing for Olympic skier Breezy Johnson. She won the first gold medal for Team USA at the 2026 Winter Olympics. Her downhill run was just amazing. If you get a chance to see it, you should. Here's this woman flying down at breathtaking speeds and total control the entire time. And when you win just by hundredths of a second, it really is just amazing. But Olympic skier Breezy Johnson broke down in tears during the national anthem while mouthing the words of our Star Spangled Banner.
comes to Breezy Johnson.
Breezy Johnson, our first gold medalist in the Winter Olympics, and what a display, what a race, and her patriotism on the stand is just, that's why you watch the Olympics. On this date in history, 1825, after no presidential candidate won the necessary majority, the House of Representatives elected John Quincy Adams, the sixth president of the United States. 1943, a turning point in the U.S. World War II. U.S. Japanese troops evacuated Guadalcanal, leaving it in Allied possessions. They would invade the Solomon Islands in 1942 as part of World War II, and Guadalcanal was home to a strategic airfield and indeed a turning point in the war in the Pacific. 1950, U.S. Senate, Senator Joe McCarthy, Republican of Wisconsin, charged the U.S. State Department was infested with communists, touching off the infamous McCarthy era. The State Department denied the allegation the next day. In 1964, on the Ed Sullivan Show, the Beatles appeared for the first time, and an estimated 73 million people watched as the Beatles sang a couple of songs on Ed Sullivan. And in 1971, Satchel Paige became the first Negro League player voted into baseball's Hall of Fame. Also on this day, 2008, U.S. Space Shuttle Atlantis delivered a $2 billion European-made science lab to the International Space Station, doubling its zero-gravity research capacity. Just how far we came in just the election of 1825 and to delivering goods to the International Space Station. Your Smile Design Center sponsoring today's America 250. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
Lori and Harmony Hall open up a memory care program in their community. I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, when is it time to look into memory care and what should be considered when deciding placement for a loved one?
Thank you. Good morning. So when it comes to looking into memory care for a loved one, a lot should be considered. I would say take a look on the online for their state survey and see what they got dinged on in the past. I think that's extremely important even before you go into a community. You should also take a look at their website and see if their activities calendar is posted and what is in that activities calendar. If you're looking at memory care specifically, it should be jam-packed from morning until later in the evening. So that way there is no time where your loved one would feel lost and not engaged throughout their day. You should also ask what their staffing ratios are. It's extremely important that they have enough support within the community. You don't want to run with a skeleton crew in a memory care. You want to make sure that it's very robust staffing. Harmony Park is very unique in its staffing because we have two different programming directors. So we have a director for our memory care programming, which is activities-based, and then we also have a clinical director for our memory care who's just focused on the health side of it, which is wonderful to have. With that being said, we also have two med techs, we have multiple caregivers, we have a very robust activity staff. So there's a lot of layers that we have in our community to make sure that our residents are thoroughly supported. It's also important when you're looking into a memory care that you need to watch what the residents are doing when you're coming in for a tour and also look at the state of themselves. You know, do they look kept? Do they look happy? Little things like that will tell you a lot about a community.
For more information on Harmony Park and Lori and Harmony Hall, log on to LorianAssistedLiving.com.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
With massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, and criminal illegals roaming free in the state, it's time to take action. Go to WCBM.com and sign the Save Our State petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the soft tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com to and send an SOS that it's time for a real change.
22 minutes after the hour. And we're talking here about Governor Moore with his so-called fair maps. Nothing fair about it. So you look at it, the president, the Democrats have been doing this for decades now. So President Trump comes in and he wants to minimize some of the damage at midterms happen. And I think it's only, what, twice in presidential history has the president that holds the White House actually hold the Congress. So the odds are against him. So he said, how do we change this up? And there were also lawsuits involved here as well. And that's the reason why there was mid-cycle redistricting in Texas. And that now has blown up California. And in Virginia, you know, down in Virginia with Spanberger and the rest of the progressive Marxists down there, they wanted to take a 6-5 Democrat advantage in their assembly to 10-1. Okay, so they want to do 8-0 here in Maryland, 10-1 in Virginia. So hopefully Ron DeSantis can answer in kind. It's 8:23. Traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
JFX, good shape this morning. Ruxton Road, we're looking at you right here at the city-county line. Moving nicely all the way in through Northern Parkway and looks like into the ramps downtown. There's some areas on the Beltway yet, especially going south and east. Hartford Road towards Bel Air Road over to 95, really fighting some bright sunshine there. So that backup is still there. And then the outer loop is slow from Parkville to Towson, the inner loop through Pikesville, 795 all the way down to Frederick Road on the west side. That's a lot of stop-and-go traffic there. And again, some areas with the bright sunshine. We don't see any big problems, but there are still delays. But it's not 15 or 20 minutes right now. More than likely about 7 to 10 minutes now at both the harbor tunnels. Big wreck on the Capitol Beltway. Going to be there for a while. Outer loop in Montgomery County at River Road. It's a tractor-trailer on its side, and only the left-hand lane is getting by. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast for Monday. Start of your work and school week. Looking another cold one. Chilly today. Mixture of sun and clouds. We do get up into the low 30s, back into the teens tonight. But then tomorrow the warming trend begins. Highs in the low 40s. And it is 14 degrees right now in Baltimore, 17 in Ocean City. So on to the Nancy Guthrie case, Savannah Guthrie's missing mother, who we believe has been abducted. And I understand the national coverage of this has been over the top, especially at Fox News. Every time you turn on Fox News, it's almost wall to wall, you know. And I understand you're missing a parent, and she's 84 years old. She needs heart medication. She lives by herself. All of these things are very concerning, and this is your loved one. This is your parent. This is your friend. You know, again, for anybody, it's got to be a horrific time, ordeal to be going through. I get that, and I hope and pray that Nancy Guthrie is safe and still alive, although I think the fact that there's a lack of proof of life here in these ransom demands. The ransom demands are $6 million in Bitcoin, and that is something. And look, I do think that some of these local law enforcement, whether they be a sheriff's office or the Tucson PD, they're not used to dealing with kidnapping cases in many cases. So I think the first thing they should have done was you call the FBI in immediately. You secure the area. You rope it off the crime scene. But unfortunately, so many mistakes have been made with the crime scene, letting the press in. They let the media in. They released the crime scene, let the media in. That's where we saw the drops of blood in the photograph. And so now the crime scene is contaminated. So good luck getting a conviction on anything you gathered after that. Okay? So what you gathered before that day, maybe. But anything you've gathered as a part of evidence afterwards, it's like the O.J. Simpson bloody glove stuff. It's the chain of custody is in question. So that was a crucial mistake made by local officials. And now they've gone back several times now, and they've now searched the roof again. They're searching Savannah's sister Annie's house for more evidence. Here's what I think happened. Okay, and some are saying they believe it could be an inside job. This is a theory that I just have, and it's my theory. It may not be my theory alone, but I'm looking at this part of the country is really susceptible to the cartels. And the cartels have a history of kidnapping people in Mexico for ransom. Because guess what? Trump has shut down the border. All right? Drugs are trickling in, if at all. There's no more sex and human trafficking. They can't get their cartel mules into the country based on that. So they've really been taking a hit. And they're now deploying, I believe, the kidnapping tactics they use in Mexico and elsewhere to try to get money for their operation. So that's my theory. I talked to a couple of law enforcement buddies of mine. They say, you know, it's got merit, something they should be looking into. I'm sure the FBI is looking into that. But I know everybody else seems to be focused on, you know, is it somebody within her family? Is it somebody who worked with her, worked in the house? And that could be also the other thing as well. If you got somebody working in the house, they could also be compromised by the cartels. Okay? They could kidnap their family members or hold them and say, we know, well, you're in the country illegally, we'll turn you in unless you do what we say. So I think it might be a domino effect here. I don't have any proof that that's the case. It's just a working theory that I've had looking at this case and why it's dragged on. What is this, day nine or something in this case? And not now, President Trump did say over the weekend that they have some clues and they think they're going to have an answer real soon. On this. So we'll have to wait and see. Let the FBI do its job. Let them do their investigation. But I can't imagine. Here's Savannah Guthrie and what she had said just the other day regarding the ransom.
We beg you now to return our mother to us so that we can celebrate with her. This is the only way we will have peace. This is very valuable to us, and we will pay.
There's also a line in that video. I wasn't able to pull it. Maybe I'll get it for you tomorrow. There's a line in that video that she says that almost is word for word from Silence of the Lambs. So either that's an incredible coincidence or it's, I don't want to speculate, but it's just bizarre. Tim Kyle Electric, they are incredible craftsmen when it comes to interior, exterior wiring, landscaping, you name it. They bring that same kind of the skill and that acumen to your HVAC needs as well. And right now, as you've known, a lot of people losing heat. Some lost power. Some have lost their heating system. Some have had water main breaks, whatever the case may be. But right now, this brutally cold winter has been tough on our heat systems. You want to make sure yours is working properly. Call today. It's never too late to schedule a maintenance checkup on your heating system. 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Or you can go online at timkylecompany.com. Rob Carson joins us coming up next. It's 8:30. Let's get some news with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A man accused of murdering his estranged wife in Howard County has surrendered to police. 53-year-old Alexander Stevenson allegedly stabbed 47-year-old Amethyst to death Sunday morning in a home on Huntsman's Run Road in Ellicott City. He fled the scene before police arrived, but later turned himself in at the Northern District Station in Ellicott City. Police say he was taken to shock trauma with non-life-threatening self-inflicted injuries. He's facing charges that include first-degree murder and violation of protective order charges. And a Baltimore County man has died from the injuries he suffered while burning items in a barrel on Saturday morning. Police and fire units found 79-year-old Ermino Quinto in the 1900 block of Tolson Avenue in Dundalk after responding to a call for a welfare check. Police said he was using the barrel to burn personal papers and cardboard in the backyard, and the fire erupted when he used gasoline to accelerate it. Quinto's death is Baltimore County's fifth fire fatality of 2026. And city police are investigating a weekend shooting in southeast Baltimore. Officers were called to the 5600 block of O'Donnell Street for a report of gunfire overnight Saturday, but when they arrived, there was no victim on the scene. A short time later, a man turned up at a hospital with a gunshot wound. Police say the 33-year-old victim is expected to survive. And the Baltimore chapter of the Guardian Angels will officially close on February 28th. Baltimore Regional Director Marcus Strider Dent has issued a statement saying for nearly two decades, the Baltimore chapter served their communities through challenges, heartbreaks, victories, and unforgettable moments, and he could not be prouder of what was built. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys,
Rod Barowie
and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The big wreck on the Capitol Beltway again is going to be there for a while if you're going towards Montgomery County, and eventually you have to go around to the American Legion Bridge. You may be flying out of Dulles this morning. Big delays, tractor trailer on its side on the outer loop at River Road. One single lane to the left is getting by, so there's a big backup there affecting 270 and the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County. JFX, you're okay, really no problems there. The late data from Annapolis showing only that delay right there at I-97 and the split at Route 32. We're clear at the main span at the Bay Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a big warm-up coming our way this week, but first another chilly day, a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the low 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the teens. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Super Bowl 60 week concluded last night with the Seahawks crown champions, 29-13 winners over the Patriots. The defense nicknamed the Dark Side put New England quarterback Drake May on his backside six times last night and forced three turnovers. Defensive lineman Leonard Williams on the special bond the team shared.
Being a part of this team, it reminds me of my young days when I was in college, when I was in high school, and it's just like guys are just playing for the love of the game.
Sometimes you got to plug in, Sean, just FYI.
I'm shocked.
Meanwhile, Radio Row during the week had its memorable moments as usual. Joe Flacco providing plenty earlier this week on the state of over-officiating in the NFL. How about this gem, though, from the great Bo Jackson? Asked about the difference between players today and those that he played with some 40 years ago.
We didn't celebrate until the last second ticked off the clock. Mm. There's too much... I know that it's a different era.
Right.
It's a different game.
Right.
But too much celebrating while the game's going on. I'm like, you're getting up celebrating and you made a tackle. That's your job.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe it was actually 40 years ago that Bo Jackson played? In case you're a Wizards fan and were hoping that recently acquired 10-time All-Star Anthony Davis could make an impact in D.C. this season, think again. Davis is unlikely to play again for the rest of the year as he recovers from a left-hand ligament injury and a groin strain. The rebuilding Wizards are prioritizing his long-term health, okay, but they're also protecting their chances of acquiring the number one pick in the upcoming NBA draft. Former Maryland basketball coach Kevin Willard got an icy welcome back to the DMV, then fired back at pro-Maryland hecklers after Villanova's win at Georgetown on Saturday.
They wasted a Saturday. I don't know what the f*** they were doing. I mean, they got nothing better to do on a Saturday than come look at my bald ass. I don't know what they're doing. So,
Villanova is 18-5 this season. They're 9-3 in the Big East. Maryland 9-14, by the way. They're 2-10 in the Big Ten. On this day in baseball history, we take you back 75 and 55 years to the day. February 9th, 1951, the St. Louis Browns signed 45-year-old Negro League veteran Satchel Paige to his first major league contract. And then 20 years later to the day, in 1971, Paige becomes the first Negro League player to be elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And finally, a sad baseball note to pass along, a player you're probably not familiar with, but left a major impact on three World Series championship teams, has passed away. Terrence Gore, the 5'7" speedster, who played for five teams in his eight major league seasons, but had only 74 official at-bats. And the reason why, he was a late-game pinch runner who stole 48 bases in his career, many of them in the postseason. And perhaps he's most remembered remembered for what he did on the field in the postgame celebration after the Braves had just defeated the Houston Astros in 2021. It was Gore who was caught FaceTiming Charlie Morton, who had broken his leg in Game 1 and was recovering from surgery. Gore, the teammate that he was, wanted to make sure that Morton was included in the celebration. Terrence Gore passed away from complications following routine surgery at the age of 34. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Reese Friedman. On behalf of the law offices of Michael Friedman, reminding you that if you or a loved one have been injured in a motor vehicle accident that was not your fault, I do not want you to hesitate. Call us at 410-363-6848 or text us directly from our website, maflaw.com. Consultations are free, and if we take your case, you will not pay a fee until we win. Michael, Stephen, and Rachel will work with you to obtain the best result and get you back on your feet as soon as possible. The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the community for over 40 years.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Not many people know this. Bad Bunny was a second choice. The first choice, Bad Money. Got by the name of Rob Carson. And Rob was so busy doing his radio and television gigs that he had no time for the Super Bowl. Good morning, buddy.
Yeah, you'll have to excuse me. My stomach's a little upset. I had a little Bad Bunny last night. Wow. What a turd. My God, are you out of your mind?
That was really something, wasn't it?
And it was a terrible game, too. Dear Lord.
Yeah, the game stunk. The halftime stunk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the national anthem even stunk. It's hard to say that, but it's... I didn't like the version, and then he had Green Day.
All I care about is the black national anthem, because that's so important to black people. I mean, really. I mean, it's like, you might as well just have separate drinking fountains while you're at it. I'm not kidding. It's an insult.
Yeah.
The black national anthem is an insult. It's pandering in the worst possible.
Well, the NFL's moving now. The next thing we'll have is an Hispanic national anthem. That'll be next. And right. Yes. You ever get one of those that bills in the from healthcare or care, whatever it is, and you get all these different languages they translate it into? That's what it's coming to, I think.
It's going to be Somalian. I think it's going to be Somalian just for the votes.
Right. After all, they have utilized our taxpayer money so well.
Yes.
So you're here. You're going to announce a big event, big trip coming up for WCBM listeners that you're hosting. Tell us more.
Yes. Well, June 11th, we are going to be boarding at least one. Maybe, you know, depends on how many people show up. I mean, a couple luxury coaches to leave Baltimore and go to, my throat's a little not warmed up yet this morning.
Yeah.
Go to Gettysburg, spend the day in Gettysburg. Do historic battleground tours, have lunch. We'll have a historian there, and it's just going to be an amazing time. 250th anniversary of our republic, which is awesome, and we thought this would be an ideal time to go to Gettysburg. I'd spent so much time in Gettysburg over the years. When I lived in Germantown, Maryland, I would go up to the battlefields just for solace some days, and it is a haunting and amazing place. It's a spiritual place. And this will be the closest to spirituality you'll ever get when you're on a bus with me. But
are you gonna be donning a uniform, north or south?
I'm gonna be neutral.
you're gonna do half and half.
Yes, exactly. Gray on the top, blue on the bottom. But no, I think
apparently because I understand you're really good at retreating.
Yes, I am actually. I retrieve old jokes all the time, like you. It's like, oh, let's bring that one back.
Yes, it's right. Recycle.
Yes.
Nothing like a little mid-show recycling going on right now.
Absolutely. Recycle those jokes. We've been retrieved. But no, I think this is going to be really amazing. I'm so fortunate to be back in the area. And WCBM listeners are the power base of my show. And you guys have been so supportive of me. And I just love this. It's going to be a very intimate setting where we'll all be together away from just hearing me on the air. And I love it every time I get to interact with listeners. So, we wanted to do something special like this with the 250th anniversary of the country. So, I would encourage you to go to the WCBM website, get tickets, because I have a funny feeling this is going to sell out pretty quickly. And then we will kind of take it from there as far as, if we add a bus, you know, we may have to do that. But I definitely, as soon as possible, get tickets to it, because it's going to be a really fun day.
All right, so that's, it's up right now at WCBM.com, so you'll see it's Rob Carson's Gettysburg bus battlefield tour. So just click on that for all the information, and you can sign up and get more information, get your tickets. And I would do it sooner rather than later, because this is going to be a big event. It's America's 250th birthday, and of course it's celebrated on Independence Day, and that was just happens to be the weekend of the Gettysburg battle. So
amazing. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it is. What's coming up on the show today? What you got? You're going to talk about a little bit about the Bad Bunny?
Well, you know, a little bit on that. I got to tell you, this is the first year, Sean, in my life that I'm glad the NFL season is over.
Yeah.
I really am. And it's not because my team wasn't in it. It's because I'm just tired of the virtue signaling and the nonsense. I'm afraid the NFL is going the way of the NBA, to be quite honest. They're embracing a more international audience, and they're forgetting the country that that made it great. So we're going to do a little bit on that. I mean, I'm just kind of looking through the stuff, lots of stuff on voter ID and why the Democrats don't want it. John Ossoff has taken things to a new low, calling Donald Trump a Nazi. You know, it's kind of interesting. If ICE are Nazis, why did the NFL run a commercial for ICE last night?
Yeah, exactly. Well, there was a commercial in there, and the Super Bowl was pro-ICE.
Yeah. It was patriotic and wonderful.
Yeah.
So if they're really Nazis and Gestapo, why would the NFL allow them to advertise?
It's a great question. All right, Rob Carson, today, noon to 3, and a All chance right. to join Rob at the Gettysburg Battlefield Bus Tour coming up in June. Rob, always a pleasure. Have a great show today, buddy.
You too, brother.
Okay.
All right, see you.
Take care. 8:43, traffic weather on the 3s. Once again, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Is he going to lead the new Pickett's charge up the hill?
Yes, he is. He's picketing something. We're not quite sure what, though.
General Barksdale. Is it ready? Yes, they are.
Yes, that was Les's famous line.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. He looked good on that horse. The Capitol Beltway, here's another situation. Oh, my God, this is so bad. The outer loop near River Road, as you're coming down through Seven Locks and through that area, that's a tractor trailer on its side. Only a single lane is getting by to the left. Traffic is trickling to the American Legion Bridge. And now the traffic trying to get onto the American Legion Bridge, the ramp, right at the end of the ramp. There's snow there. There's a guy broken down next to the snow. Can't get up on the snow because it's frozen. So now this ramp is having a problem as well. This is a big-time problem over there at Montgomery County and into and out of Northern Virginia. And now the inner loop coming up from Dulles and coming across the Potomac is looking at this tractor trailer laying on its side. So total gridlock right now in Montgomery County on both sides of the Capitol Beltway near River Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly day, mixture of sun and clouds, highs in the low 30s. Overnight temps in the teens. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, mild, highs in the low 40s. 13 right now in Owings Mills, 14 in Columbia. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. Feels like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance. There was a story last week about a 2016 Honda Civic in Philadelphia that got completely encased in ice after a water main broke. It's owned by a teacher, Tiana Graham, and obviously she needed a new ride, so Carvana helped her out. They surprised her the other day with a 2022 Honda Civic, loaded it up with school supplies. Here's Tiana getting her free car.
My mom and sister have made it to Philly, and we are going to go to Carvana, which is right over there, in a second.
On the behalf of the Carvana family, that car is yours.
Oh my God, really?
I am for real.
Thank you guys so much. This has been awesome.
They just gave me a car. Yes, they did.
Yeah, good advertising. Also a good thing that they did as well. So that's always, especially teacher, you know. All right, that's, of course, brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Rice Houston Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi,
It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
14 years ago, on September 11th, 9/11, 2012, a terrorist attack on U.S. Special Mission in nearby CIA annex that killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and U.S. government personnel Sean Smith, Tyrone Woods, and Glenn Daugherty. It is known as Benghazi. The third member of Ansar al-Sharia, an Islamic group who conducted the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, was captured and indicted by federal law enforcement. Here's Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Zubair al-Bakash landed at Andrews Air Force Base at 3 a.m. this morning. He is in our custody. He was greeted by Director Patel and U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro.
And U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro had this message. She had to get the judge to sign off so that she could share the news with the families of the four dead in Benghazi.
We had a limited unsealing order from Judge Cooper that allowed me to speak to the family members to let them know that justice was coming for Bakush.
Justice was coming. Justice was served. Now he will stand trial here in the United States. And again, remember when Hillary Clinton said the infamous words, at this point, what difference does it make? Well, I'll tell you, Hillary, it makes a difference to the families of Ambassador Stevens, Officer Sean Smith, and the two CIA operatives, former Navy SEALs, Glenn Daugherty and Tyrone Woods. Justice has finally been served, or will be, once a conviction is returned against this latest member of the Libyan attackers. All right, still to come, we'll take a look at, the mayor is holding information from the Office of Inspector General, because why? Because they can. Because Democrats can get away with just about anything they want to here in the state of Maryland. Right now, I want to tell you about our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements. They have an incredible offer going on with My Energy. There's the coupon, My Energy. You can buy one, get one free, of Rescue Orsine. Now, Rescue Orsine is, it does a number of great things. It's one of our best-selling products out of the Rescue entire line. But when it comes to energy, you don't, a lot of folks do the coffee and the energy drinks and the caffeine, and that is going to stimulate, going to give you a little energy, give you a boost for the moment, then comes the crash afterwards. Orsine doesn't do that. Orsine is sustainable energy all throughout the day because it is helping fuel your cells for maintenance, and repair of your cells and the things that your cells need to operate efficiently on a daily basis. That's why it is sustainable energy. It also helps to regulate, blood pressure. It's heart healthy, developed by a cardiologist, Dr. Jeffrey Shapiro, for the Rescue Natural Supplement line. So right now you can buy one, get one free of Rescue Orsine. Use the coupon code MyEnergy when you call 1-800-26-LIVE or go to res-q.com.
Hi, this is Vinny Steo, your home sold guaranteed realty. The market is heating up in Maryland and lower PA. Don't wait. I sell 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more with thousands of ready buyers. Call or text today, 410-709-7515.
The
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore DOCO's multifunction printers. Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at MyDOCO.com.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Hey, don't forget, if you've had enough of it, you're mad as hell and not want to take it anymore, I can tell people are mad because the fires I had to put out on Facebook this weekend, accusing yours truly, WCBM, of playing favorites in the GOP race, all are welcome. And I've said that, you know, and what's happened here is Ed Hale has availed himself the opportunity. Anybody can call in. Everybody has a number. They can call in, whether it's Dan or John Myrick or Ed or anybody else for that matter. If they want to call in and talk about their campaigns or react to an issue, they can all do it. Again, I've had John Myrick on at least several times. Nice guy, good conservative. Dan Cox, I've reached out to. He has not responded as of yet. He was just on with Kim, though, the other day. And so WCBM still is here to be your conservative voice. We have a lot of trolls, some who I think are working for the campaigns themselves, that are trying to lay a little landmine. And this is, frankly, the reason why the Maryland GOP doesn't go anywhere. You know, it really, it's sad. It's a very sad statement. But you can go to our website right now, Save Our State, sign the petition. We can't afford more, as in Governor Moore, more taxes, more fee increases. You know, sign it, share it on your social media. Let's get as many people as we can to try to send an SOS that we need to save our state. It's 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a new wreck out of Arundel County, westbound Route 100, and it's reported between Catherine Avenue and Route 10. So it looks like there may be some injuries and some road blockage there. There is a late backup there. It may actually back up to Edwin Rayner Boulevard. So that would be a problem for the traffic coming out of Pasadena on the westbound side. Slowing on the Beltway, still there. It's going to take a little while. The west side is still moving that traffic south from 795 down through Frederick Road, getting a little better through Pikesville, and the Parkville side is still busy. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway, that's going to be the problem for a while. Tractor trailer on its side, outer loop at River Road in Montgomery County, with big delays on 270 and on the Capitol Beltway. And even the inner loop is looking at it with delays crossing the Potomac River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, chilly day today, mixture of sun and clouds, high in the low 30s, overnight back then to the teens. And we're going up to the low 40s tomorrow, so a little break from this bitter, bone-chilling Arctic air. So it's going to feel, probably 40 will feel like almost 60 by that time. And Kim's in there shaking her head, no. It'll never feel like 60. It's 15 right now in 714 in Parkville. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Sean?
We're doing fine. So we did a great job the other night at Taste
Thank
of the
you.
Union.
I thought you did a great job.
A lot of folks came out, and really, it was a nice night. It really was. It's always good to reconnect with listeners. You see some old familiar faces. Got some new faces that came out and said hi. So
it was a packed house.
Yeah, it was packed house. And thanks to our friends at Liberatories. And then the next big event, we just had Rob on, the Gettysburg event, so it's always good to have our listeners come out.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. I thought it was great. Great conversation. And I thought, honestly, the interaction with the crowd, because I've never seen where the guests had so much to say, too. So it just shows you how a lot of people are looking at what's going on and going towards November. So I thought that was great. I learned a lot. Of course, we're going to start the show talking about the Super Bowl. A lot to discuss. Everybody was weighing in on the halftime
Bad Bunny,
shows.
Yay or nay?
So I didn't see it.
Okay.
I didn't see either one. And I know I saw like the clips on social media, but I didn't see it live in time. Olivia did watch Bad Bunny live in the moment, and she said that Lady Gaga was in English, but that was all she understood.
Right.
Everything else was in Spanish.
Everything else was in Spanish.
Yeah.
And you wonder, it was billed as a unifying moment.
Right.
How do you unify the country when most of the country is speaking English?
And, yeah.
You know, so.
No, and I saw people were saying, oh, I love the message, but and then they were like, but I didn't understand him. And I'm like, well, how did you love the message if you don't speak Spanish? Anyways, we'll talk a little bit about that. Of course, lots of people weighing in online. Governor Wes Moore talking about not being invited to a dinner, a Governor's Association dinner. Yet he tries to use the race card, as he most often does, Sean, in a point where, again, it just doesn't make sense, because apparently he wasn't the only governor on the left side that was not invited. And so we'll talk about this, because I still feel as though this is the agenda going towards November, right? Republicans are racist. Trump is racist. Obviously, they're still talking about the video that was, I don't know if it was accidentally posted on Friday of last week with the Obamas depicted as apes.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
It was, no, he gave it to, I don't think he watched the whole thing. Trump said he watched the first part of it, thought it was funny. He was the Lion King. I think it's probably all he watched.
Yeah.
He was the lion, and then he said, okay, that looks good. Put it up.
Right.
And somebody did put it up, and somebody else didn't watch it all the way through. And yeah, it's unfortunate. You don't want to depict any black individual as an ape. But Joe Biden was depicted as an ape. There were other members of...
They were all animals.
Once they realized it, they took it down. And so...
Yeah.
I'm wondering if that staffer is still employed today.
I do wonder. But, you know, but this is part of what they can still push, right? Even though if it was an accident, it still, you know, played into their hands.
And immediately we had statements issued by Wes Moore and Brandon Scott. Almost within seconds.
Right. They're talking about this stuff, but not anything important, because there are people talking about in Baltimore City. We'll discuss this a little bit. Do you know they're handing out fines and citations for those that are not removing the ice off of their sidewalks?
Yeah.
So some people are saying, well, how is this fair? And like some people are saying, I'm too elderly, I have a disability, and this ice is really heavy. And I agree. This is not like regular snow.
No.
Where you can just shovel this stuff off.
It's snowcrete. That's what they call it. Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. Also, we had Delegate Ryan DeRocky and Delegate Kathy Schlage joining us from the State House at 9:35.
Very good. Kim Klasick live coming up next. We'll be tuned in. Law Offices Michael Lee Freeman there for you 24/7 should you ever need them. Talked to Michael just the other day. There have been some unfortunate accidents. Some with serious injury, and best advice I could give you, go right now to the website maflaw.com. Download two things. One is the 15 things to remember when you're involved in a serious automobile accident. You print it, you keep it in your glove compartment or above your visor. It's there when you need it, because a lot of times it's traumatizing, you're a little shaken up, you're not quite sure what to do. This is a handy reminder. You can even laminate it if you want, so you don't spill anything on it and ruin it. And the other is the personal injury app. This is to your phone, and what you can do with that is you can take pictures or video. You can get witness statements, because a lot of times people don't want to come to court to testify on your behalf. But if you have the witness statement on your phone, that automatically gets downloaded into the law firm servers, and they can begin working on your case. So maflaw.com, just two small things, but end up being very big when it comes to the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. So that's it. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 77.